Get ready to laugh your ass off.
I don't think this is quite normal.
I heard it might even put hair on your chest.
It's the lesbian lounge.
Gee, I never dreamed it could be that exciting.
We'll leave it tuned in and keep someone listening here all the time.
I feel like I'm flying without underpants.
Birthday!
Don't tell me, are we on yet?
My birthday!
Are we on yet?
It's like having Michelle Bailyn's mother in the house.
Oh, we're on!
Oh, my God! Yay.
Party in the house!
Party over here!
All right, let's quickly go through who we got here. We've got your mom.
Well, first you.
Well, yeah, I'm Denise.
I'm Donna.
The birthday girl.
The birthday girl.
We've
got my tiara.
Birthday girl's mother.
Yeah, that's me.
Mom.
Birthday girl's son.
Hello.
Ben.
Birthday girl's girlfriend, producer Vicky.
Yay!
Catering, Beth. And Rena's in the living room.
Rena!
Are we on yet?
We are on right now, Arlene. We're on right now, Arlene.
Okay, thanks.
You're on the air, baby.
Okay.
Oh, Arlene, you know, in honor of Donna's birthday.
Oh, shit, Denise.
In honor of Donna's birthday.
Oh, Denise.
Perhaps you could tell us a little ditty of something foolish she may have done as a child.
Oh, Denise.
Let's see, something. Well, when she used to cry and get very, very upset, she'd pass out.
Oh, wow.
Oh, kind of like now.
No, now she just pees her pants. Now she just pees her pants.
Well, she's grown up now.
And her bladder has fallen. Happy birthday.
Contrary to popular belief, I am not 50, as they say on the front page of the web, mylesbianradio.com. That is not true. That is a cruel, evil joke brought to you by Devin, the bitch master, as I like to call him tonight.
I died when I saw that last night.
Right. So
I knew you were going to blame me, and I'm thinking, she's got to know I don't know how to do anything on this website.
I know. I didn't blame you. So I called Vicky. I called because I was out and about, and I called Vicky, and I go, oh, did you see what Devin did? It's so mean. It's so mean. And she goes, don't worry, honey. I'll take care of it. Don't worry, baby. I'll take care of it, baby. Refresh the page in 5 minutes. So I refreshed the page in 5 minutes thinking that terrible, awful graphic's going to be gone. But no.
She added the picture.
Your favorite towel picture. Head.
The towel head picture from Gay Days.
Nice. Thanks.
And I knew you picked it so she would blame me.
No, you can't do that stuff.
Good. Okay. Just as long as
I thought you put in a request for
I
that
just wanted photo. You to say it out loud.
I knew it wasn't I asked you this morning. I pinned you
which
up.
Which one of you a-holes put that stuff up?
Which of you three a-holes came up with this idea?
Hey.
Whatever.
I was working.
Meanwhile, a-hole got your spam catcher all in a tizzy.
I know.
Not even asshole. A-hole.
I know. It's sensitive.
I know.
Very sensitive.
So let's just bring everybody up to date. So far tonight, we've had Messy Dip by Catering Beth, which is a lovely combination of cream cheese, shrimp, salsa, cheese, and scallions. No olives. And no olives.
That was
then after
good.
I gorged to the point of vomit on that, in walks Rena, Mistina Jones, with like gargantuan tray au sushi.
Yeah, a little sushi for the birthday girl.
With boyfriend Rob providing the homemade brownies. Plus, now my mom just walked in with cake.
That's right.
And my son, and champagne?
And champagne.
Champagne.
We're going to toast you. We're going to toast your 39th.
Thank you, you big fat liar.
Again.
Oh, and a Coke glass.
Again, I know. Do you hear the echo? Again.
And something else. Oh, cake. And what? And Kylie came over and kissed me 39 times.
Oh, how cute is that?
I'm glad that you were still 39. Isn't she getting older?
No, honey. Bubby will never get older.
That's what I told her. She hugged
Bubby's
me.
Bubby's like a mystic fairy. She's always going to be 39.
That is correct. I am a mystic fairy. You're
indeed.
Correct. All right, so let's do a quickie catch-up for the weekend. Let's try to stay
by
on
the way,
today.
I just want you to know the Clamettes are in the chat room.
Yay! Joined us. Woo!
Now, I know. Now it's got to be the married Clamettes.
I know. All right. So what did we do this weekend, Denise?
We attended a big old Leslie wedding.
Big old Leslie.
Hello. It was very
it was
fun.
Amazing. We were at Samantha and Erica's wedding.
In St. Pete.
Sunday in St. Pete. We went over on Friday afternoon, hit Chick Bar up hard.
Oh,
hard,
yeah.
Friday night.
Bachelorette party.
Is there photos on the front page?
No, not yet.
Oh, damn.
She's working them.
The video clip is on there? Excellent.
From what?
The secret.
The gossip. The not gossiping. Video
oh, how
is
funny.
On the front page of MyLesbianRadio.com. And all right, so Friday night we hit it hard.
We hit Chick Bar hard. With all the girls.
DJ Amy showed up, and then all the girls, all the wedding party, all the guests, everybody in from out of town.
And Erica got the whole wedding party shirts, which was fabulous because
totally
her sister said badass bridesmaid.
Right.
Mine had maid of honor. Hers said I love my ball and chain.
Yeah.
So you knew exactly who the wedding party was.
Yeah.
And then there were the guest attendees.
Right.
Office dental horse.
Right.
That
right.
were there, which was fun. I mean, I've partied with them before, so my, you know.
So
my,
you knew what
my first
expect.
Instinct when I walked up there and saw them all dancing was like, oh, look at you girls, never far from a pole. First thing I said.
True.
And then
the non-lesbians wore a pin that said, not a lesbian, but I support the cause.
Something like that, right?
Yep. Very cute.
Yes.
So they were, nobody had to be afraid they'd get hit on. They were easily identified.
It was very smart, and they got some interesting gifts. Interesting
yes,
gifts.
They did. You didn't tell anybody what my t-shirt said.
Got spankings.
Yeah, that's what it said.
Yeah. And you
so
walked around with a riding crop all night.
Yes, I did.
Then came down with a wicked migraine and you were gone.
So proud in front of my mom right now. Really, I am.
It's she true. Did, R. She did. And she was smacking everyone on the ass with it.
And they asked.
Yeah.
That's how I brought her up.
That's how
is
I brought
that
her up.
What it is? All right.
Now I'm sensing, I'm getting a sense of where it comes from.
Saturday rehearsal day. Saturday, we had a great day by the pool. Way too much drinking early on in the sun. It was
not
awesome.
Not so bad. Come on.
But then Saturday night, we had the lovely rehearsal. Which,
the rehearsal was fun because that was enabled everybody to get their tears out.
Gushes.
Tears,
gushes,
giggles,
and gushes.
Piddles. Everything was taken care of on Saturday so that we would be completely prepared for Sunday.
Well, Saturday night we had a great meal with the Jacksonvillians, don't forget.
That's right.
Our new friends. I'd like to say hello and happy birthday to Kelly.
Hello and happy birthday to Kelly.
She's only 38. She's a mere youngin. She's a mere youngin this year.
And this
not
is her first time at 38.
This is her first time at 38.
Right.
And hello, Shelly and Kelly and Karen and Becky and Martha and...
Nancy.
Nancy.
And Christine. And Terry.
Oh, Christine and Terry. How could I forget?
I don't know.
I don't
You're
know.
All
if for I forget you all, I'm sorry.
Birthday.
I've been drinking since 7:30 already. But it was a lovely, lovely day. What's this?
Kumbaya.
Ah,
oh,
Kumbaya!
My God. That is your theme song from now on when you
no,
push.
No, remember Terry and Christine were singing on the walkway?
Yes.
Outside. Our friends Bonnie and Pat from Canada.
They oh, I'm sure they're tuning in. She's doing the song.
Put my mom right here.
Honest to God, we had so much fun with them. It was a perfect melding of Team Erica and Team Samantha. Boom. One big softball team.
It was a softball team.
Honestly.
Camping, softball, dental. It was awesome.
And a little tequila rose.
Yeah.
The tequila rose
put me over the edge. And then Sunday was the main event.
Was the main event.
Fucking beautiful.
Started off with a lovely trip to Dunkin' Donuts where the people are friendly and nice.
And white.
And they have abnormally large heads.
And
did you see the size of the bean on the girl that waited on us?
No, here's how the conversation
Good
goes.
Lord, it was
here's
so
how the
big.
Here's how the conversation went after order 83 different cups of coffee and 19 different donuts. And I go, God, she's so nice. And Denise looks right at me and goes, she's got a really big head.
And then all of a sudden I saw your legs cross and you bent a little bit at the counter. And I thought, oh my God, she's peeing the pad at 10:30 in the morning.
I did, and I was double padded already, knowing already on
Sunday.
Well,
that brought it on. That was an enormous melon. I've never seen anything of the size. But friendly is all get out, and that's the important
so
thing.
So polite, and they even knew how to count change, and I told the manager he had a lovely crew. He had a lovely crew. Your crew is lovely, sir.
Honest to God, so we rock and roll, and I get to Erica's, and the hair and the makeup stuff is going, well, the hair stuff is going on, and the ironing and the fussing and everybody was around.
And what did you feel like, Denise, in the midst of all that?
I was sitting on back smoking cigarettes, just waiting for what I needed to do. And then Marie was going to get her hair touched up. So I finished ironing John's clothes. And it was just like a big swing, you know, like, okay, I'll take over from here. Okay, good.
Swing.
I'll take over that. Okay.
Swing.
Hanger, please. Hanger, thank you. Okay, belt. Got a belt. Go, good. Everything was just like flowing and rocking and rolling. No hitches.
Especially flowing. You, flowing.
Oh, of
thank
all
you
the times.
So much.
Of all the times. Always on a travel weekend. I can, Arlene, I can never go away without getting my period.
Ever.
Ever. It's like events are scheduled around it.
It's like she saves it.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, I'll finish with it, right? Lucky bitch. lucky bitch. Honestly, I would pay for your uterus right now.
She doesn't have one.
I don't have one.
Oh. Oh, you had the surge. I thought you like coasted through. Well, you still get yours, so you don't even count.
The baby shop is closed.
The baby shop is closed.
Nice.
So anyways, yeah,
thank
I struggled
God,
through
that. Scares the fuck out of me right now. Harold and my mom. I mean, seriously.
Oh, Donna.
All right.
Erased. You have been erased.
You have been erased. Look at the light.
Honestly, it was such a fun, I mean, there was no, it wasn't stress and high strung or nothing. It was just very,
very
cool.
Very casual, and the girls looked amazingly beautiful. We both had
everything
fitters.
Was on time. We were so
time,
on time.
Time.
Perfect. Yes.
Right, perfect.
I thought it went perfect. And then, the big event arrived. And I have to tell you, I was sweating worse than Erica.
I know you are.
I was more nervous than Erica.
I know
it was. I felt so bad leaving her back there when I had to walk down the aisle because first John went, then Lisa went, and then it was me. And then I looked back and she was all by herself and I'm like, oh! Yeah, I was like, oh,
you
man.
You did really good at
the
best
out there, man.
Oh, shut up. You kissed her. You know you did.
I gave her a little hug for good luck.
Yep.
You well, so I put awesome my hand on my boob when I was putting her makeup on.
And then her hand on your ass for photos. It was equal.
It was an equal swap.
It's totally equal.
It's a wash. It's like it never happened. It's like a wash. 10 years, it never happens. It's got to happen on wedding day. Unbelievable.
Sam's
so,
like,
boom, that was a wash.
Sam's like, excuse me?
I know. Like, believe me, she's got a handful of nothing. Me, on the other hand.
I know, poor Erica's like, I just tried to focus on her boobs so I wouldn't cry. And I'm like, dude, I was so eye-to-eye with your boobs the whole time. I couldn't
remember.
Well,
you were officiating, so every time I looked up, you got an eye full of boobage.
I did get an eye full of boobage.
Funny. But it was beautiful, and we will definitely.
Yes, they
have
were. I mean,
up.
Yes, it was.
It was a wonderful day, wouldn't
we
you
do.
Say?
Yeah. Oh my God.
The food was phenomenal. The guests
surprised.
Were phenomenal.
Delicious.
The DJ was playing the
you
best.
You know what
shit.
The best part about the wedding was? And I told the girls this the next day. The best part about the wedding was that everybody there in attendance knew each other pretty much. So it wasn't like the bride side and the bride side. It was
no,
just like
it was like one giant softball
together.
Team with the cheerleaders included. Right?
Well, don't and let's make sure to mention Amber singing that
oh,
beautiful
my God.
Song. Oh.
Do you say it best when you say nothing at all? That
when
was the song. Beautiful. It was
so
awesome.
Beautiful. Really beautiful.
What a voice. Oof. On that kid.
Not a dry eye.
Was she 17?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Not a dry eye. Absolutely.
And Jackie's speech blew me out of the water.
Yeah, I like her list of things that she plans wants
like,
to accomplish.
Like to do Disney on acid. Oh, that was the best. Funny
I'd
stuff.
Like to meet one of the guys from Bon Jovi. And then one of her daughters go, hi, you met that guy from Bon Jovi. Shh.
I know, wait for the
he's
end.
He's supposed
wait
to be
it.
Your father.
No. So much fun.
Totally bad. Totally
it
bad.
It was so fun. And then, everything, I mean, right down to the end when we were, everybody was screaming and singing Paradise by the Dashboard Light.
Nice.
Yeah. While we were loading up the car, everybody was singing Paradise by
nice.
The Dashboard Light.
Nice.
It was fun. And then afterwards, everybody...
got
knocked out of those clothes, got into gym shorts, tank tops, filled up those coolers precisely with 24 beers and
precisely.
Ice.
Precisely. Enough ice to cover the precisely.
A dyke
late.
Knows how to pack a cooler.
They do. Those camping dykes, they do.
Oh,
they
my
do.
God.
They absolutely do.
Significant about
they came down with the little tiny hotel bucket filled with ice, rum, tequila rose, or Jack Daniels tequila rose in the bucket
in
with
the
coolers
basket,
and the beer.
Right.
It was like they had planned this for a month.
Yeah, it was perfect. They know exactly what to do.
So we had like, and then all the leftover food. We brought the leftover food out and everybody kicked back by the pool and that's when the two teams really got together.
Yeah, baby! It was awesome.
Let's hear your coming out story. Let's hear your coming out story. That's how everybody really gets together. How do you,
I am
what was
so
your coming out like? That's how it usually starts. So it was so cool and we had such a good time. It was so hard. And then Miss Dina Jones coordinates a massive breakfast at Bob Evans at 9:30 the next morning.
Holy crap. All of us.
She opens her eyes at 9:20 and goes, oh my God, oh my God. Clips on her hair and heads out the door. And I'm like, I couldn't get up. And I'm like, Rena, no one's going to go. No one's going to go. They were all out drinking late last night. Don't even worry about it.
Not all of us.
Next thing you know, she's calling me going, they're all here except for you. So then I stagger over and every single person was at Bob Evans.
Here's the thing. We were kicked out of the pool at 12 because the pool locked up.
10.
I mean 10. The pool locked up. So then they found this tiny little alcove on the third floor with this rickety old pool picnic table. So we all go there till we get kicked out at 11:30.
It's the Lesbo people.
So we get kicked out of there at 11:30. Then we go into three different rooms until we get kicked out of all of those because you're too loud. So then the diehard drinkers, at this point I'm on like my fourth Amaretto Sour, which I don't even drink. I know. In the little tiki cup.
I know. I'm like, what are you drinking? You're like, I don't even know.
I don't know.
I don't even know.
No one had vodka. I had to drink this. Where do we go? To the back parking lot of Bob Evans. There's like six of us left. That's it. We're sitting by the dumpster. It was like the whole stench and everything, but nobody's moving. Smoke pounding cigarettes, pounding beers, pounding alcohol till like 1:30. And then all of a sudden it was like everyone had to pee at once. So the only one who drops trow in the middle of the parking lot, just straight check Carrie.
Nice.
Hi, Carrie. You have a very handsome boyfriend. He's very cute. She's so nasty and delicious.
She gave a great speech
on Friday night.
There's a lot of poon in this thing.
Thanks, Vic. That's my mom right there, Vic.
She wanted to see how it worked.
She wanted to see how a drop works.
Click a button, Vicky. Click a button, will you?
What happens when you press this? Nice.
Oh, my God. So the trip, you know, we had the cat with us. We brought Mason with us.
Mason Angel came.
Mason Angel II came with us on our trip because La Quinta is pet friendly.
It is very pet friendly.
Thank God, because every lesbian has a pet.
Yeah,
it was beautiful. Honestly, we travel with goldfish if we could.
Hi, Abby. Who's that baby girl? Who's your girl, Abby? Who's your girl? I know she's running around the kitchen going.
Yeah, totally. Going, there's that's chick that was chasing me the whole time.
What happened? I don't know.
Got me. That's not the phone, is it?
I hope not.
No. Is the phone working?
It is working.
Okay, good to know.
All right, then.
I just
good
did
tip.
That thing.
Did you? Yeah. I missed
you
the
sure
thumb.
Did you see it?
God damn it, I missed the thumb.
She all sure right. did.
I do it every time. Right
to
your phone.
Isn't it chatty? We haven't even done regular show.
I know. Let's see. Who is it? The Clements have made
their way in. Hello, my lovelies.
Stop having sex for 2 hours tonight to listen to the show. That's a huge testimony to us, Donna.
To me, Denise. It's my birthday.
And you know, tonight we're featuring AJ's in Jacksonville as the cool place to hang for our Jacksavillians.
The Javillians.
Jay Rowe is in there. Froggett's in there.
Hi, Jay.
Heather from 1159 Clothing. Love the Heather.
Girl.
I'm so in for Cinco de Mayo, you guys.
Kay?
We have a conference call on Cinco de Mayo.
Who does?
We're going to do Tequila Lime in a conference call. Me, Heather, and DJ Harmony. Do you have to know everything?
I thought I might need to.
Corbett JJ is giving you a big birthday shout out. And, of course, Barb. And Anonymous just popped in.
Oh, I love when Anonymous
original.
Comes by.
How you doing? It's original.
DJ Amy's going to join us later, but she smacked us both on the lips. Holy crap.
What was that all about?
Damn.
Hey.
Damn.
Little cheek action.
Damn.
No. No.
But for the cheek, right in the mouth.
Thank God for her. I would have had to walk home from Chick Bar.
Yeah, I know.
She gave me and Rena a lift home from Chick Bar.
I know. I know she did.
I also ate Taco Bell right in the middle of Chick Bar. And let's just give a shout out to them because they were so accommodating. Not that they went out and bought me Taco Bell, but Jay, who is she's a DJ there now.
Yeah. How nice was she?
She helped. She hooked us up, put the music up in the back room. Marilee was phenomenal. I mean, from everything from tape to...
Wasn't it great meeting them?
Yes,
it
finally.
It was so nice.
Yeah,
I know
finally.
You met Jay a couple years ago, but I hadn't. Marilee was incredibly accommodating, giving us, like you said, giving us the whole back room, Jay pumping music in for us so our little 80s tweenies could just dance.
And then, can we just say, like, the brides had to have a lap dance.
Oh, hell yes, they did.
With the go-go dancer.
Oh, yes, they did. With the spike.
Dual at the same time so that nobody got more than the other.
Correct.
I thought that was very good.
Well, for Sam, that worked. Sam's like watching the girl touching Erica, watching the girl touching Erica, looking at the audience, watching the girl touching Erica.
But then when the girl started touching Sam because Erica's friend started touching her, it was even. It was pretty much an even match.
Oh, am I worried.
Hey, who's on the line?
Hey, for God's sakes. I'm totally anxious right now.
Hey, you're on the Lesbian Lounge.
This is the Clements.
Hello! Hi, brides!
We're calling to wish Donna a happy birthday.
Thank you, Arika.
Are you
no,
so...
No, we're not having sex every hour because finally my flow came today, so I've been...
Wait a minute, let me get this straight. Your parents left today and your period started.
Pretty much.
Oh, no. Sucks for you.
No, really. The stress level dropped and everything else dropped.
At least it held off. I just, have you either of you stopped smiling yet? Because I haven't.
No, Amy made us a beautiful photo album with a million pictures in it.
Aww. Yeah, we got that. Oh, that's so
And thank
awesome.
You for sending the pictures to my work, because everybody was bugging me and I couldn't access the site and I was freaking out.
Yeah, so it was awesome.
They just really wanted to see what a lesbian wedding looked like, and who can blame them, really?
Really, because it was perfect and gorgeous and beautiful.
They were all jealous. They were like, that looks like more fun than my wedding.
It was perfect.
I'm like, it was, trust me.
It was perfect.
It was more fun than mine.
Denise, your wedding was really just a train wreck in disguise. Come on. I mean, we love Chucky and I love your mom.
You're on the electronics.
But what I'm saying
exactly.
is... Oh, my mom spit! You guys should so be here this week. There's like 9 people here.
I know. We missed out. We didn't even give you a muffin this year.
Oh, no muffin.
No muffin. That's right.
You want to lick my muffin?
That's what you get for licking my mouth. Well, we had such a blast, man.
We really did.
Can't say it enough how much fun it was.
And so excited. Can't wait to come out for the housewarming next.
That's right. Next big thing is the housewarming, and we'll be ready. Maybe we can just broadcast.
So we'll have to be ready by Gay Days.
Yes, please.
Not
Gay Days. Our Pride Fest.
Yep.
Pride. Exactly. St. Pete Pride.
We'll be there.
That gives you about 2 months.
Not
poor thing.
But about 2 months.
Yeah, about 2 months.
Hey, that's not bad. You got plenty of time.
And we still expect videos from the Handy Clam.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I got my tool belt out already.
Oh, I bet you do.
I bet you got some
oil on it.
No, honey, that's called lube.
Home Depot gift certificates.
We got plenty of Home Depot gift cards. We got to get
perfect.
Oh, good. Very
Let's
good.
Start stocking up on lumber because we need things. We need things to hang on the wall. Lots of things.
You know what? We actually need walls and then things to hang on the walls.
She could do it all, man.
I know
I'm telling
she can.
You.
Totally psyched. Well, thanks, honey. And thanks for a great weekend.
Samantha sends her love.
I'm kissing both of you right now. Mwah. Mwah.
Well, happy birthday. Don't
Thank
get too
you,
drunk.
Honey. Oh, too late. Thank you.
All right, we love you.
Love you guys.
Too. Bye.
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 What a fun party, honestly.
Aww, I love
this. Seriously.
I am actually terrified of the phone tonight. I just want you to know that.
Why do you have it so close to me?
I don't want to even
Why don't
look
you open a birthday card while we're waiting?
All right.
And while you do that, I'm gonna rattle off a few things here.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know you're getting older when?
Oh, shit.
Yay! You know you're getting older when all of your favorite movies are now re-released in color. You know you're getting older when at cafeterias you complain that the gelatin is too tough.
Oh, Denise!
You know you're getting older when in a hostage situation you're likely to be released first. Old women and children.
I am okay with that one.
You know you're getting older when it's harder and harder for sexual harassment charges to stick.
This is true, actually.
You know you're getting older when people call you at 9 p.m. and they go, ooh, did I wake you?
Oh, that's never going to happen. We know that.
Hey, that's my house.
Arlene's going, some of these sound true. You know you're getting older when it takes twice as long to look half as good.
Hey, I think that's an insult. Is that an insult?
Let's hear your first card. What do you got there?
This card says, it's best to take birthdays with a few grains of salt, preferably around the rim of a margarita glass.
Nice.
Bottoms up, wishing you a fun birthday from my Bethy.
Very nice.
Thank you, Bethely.
You're welcome, Donnelly.
Hey, you're on the Lesbian Lounge.
Hey. Dave, you know you're older when the best TV shows are you sit and watch them with your grandchildren.
Oh.
Like Dora the Explorer.
Exactly.
Hi,
Froggit.
His granddaughter's not watching that much TV.
That was it.
Cheese and rice. Go eat something lavender. Jesus. More birthday gifts to follow. Hope the dip comes. What? Hope the dip comes?
Oh, my God.
What?
Covers?
You know you're old when you have to hold the card out on your toe to read it.
Why don't you
hold that for you?
Read a couple of this. Should I open this one next?
Yes.
Okay.
These stars were born today on April 30th. Cloris Leachman, 82. Talk show host Gary Collins, 70. Actor Burt Young, 68. Singer Bobby V, 65. Actress Jill Clayburgh, 64. Actor Perry King. They have to put Riptide there so you know who he is. Actor Perry King is 60.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
All right, wait. Turn down the music. Turn, Vicky, turn down the music for a second. Happy birthday.
This is from me.
This is from Denise. Happy birthday to someone with flippin' sweet skills. I fucking love that coach.
I know.
I knew you would. I knew you know I would.
You know, like, nunchuck skills, bow hunting skills, computer hacking skills.
It says, lucky. We love you, you big queer. Love you, too. Look at him. Look at him on the couch.
I just thought of you.
I know you did. He's awesome.
Hey, Johnny Galecki from Big Bang Theory is 33 today.
Oh, is he?
You share your birthday with the geeks.
With the geeks. Well, more than one, but oh, crap. Here we go. Go ahead. Take it.
Are you going to say, oh,
I'm
crap?
I'm so nervous. I am.
Happy birthday to you, Donna. I'm not going to sing the whole thing. Now, it was 20 degrees up here this morning.
Oh, honey, you went 20. Back too soon. You went
there
back way too soon.
There was frost on the pumpkin, but there was no Peter Duncan.
That would be my filthy Antoine from Niagara Falls.
Joanne, we miss you so much already. We really decided you need to stay just year-round. This is silly, you going back stuff.
Oh, God. Carla's called me 4 times.
Oh!
She's had a few glasses of wine tonight.
I know. She told me she fell and hurt her hand.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, now the whole world knows. We were going to say it was a burn, but whatever.
So how was the wedding?
Oh, Mom, it was
fabulous.
Gorgeous.
Absolutely fabulous.
We'll send you some pictures.
Yeah, we're going to make a little photo book and send it up for you to see so you could see us all dressed up. Because you never get to see us that way.
I know. Wait till you see Denise
Did
all
spiffy. Did you spend a lot of money?
Nah.
It's easy.
Yeah.
The food was fabulous, by the way.
Oh, we had a good time. Yes, it was really delish. Really, really good. And oh, I miss you. Come back. Hurry up.
I don't like the hurricanes.
She doesn't like to be here during hurricanes.
I will enjoy 20 degrees.
Six of one, half a dozen of another.
Oh, you sweetie. Well, thank you for calling.
Well, listen.
Yeah.
You got, who is this?
Both of us. Yep. This is me. This is Donna.
Oh. Well, you have a nice happy birthday.
Thank you, Joanne.
And if I was there, I'd bake you a cake. Like, heck, I hate bacon. But I'd buy you a cupcake.
No, I would settle for 2 meatballs with a candle in each.
Oh, my God.
You know I would. I'm easy, like that.
Next week, I have to make 100 of them.
For who?
For what?
For who?
My nephew's coming in. Yep.
He gets 100, I get 4.
I get 0.
He's made a number of phone calls to make sure that I'm here when he gets here.
I bet he's such a loser.
The Emperor of the Meatball arrives in Niagara Falls and the whole city stops.
I'll tell you, they do come out better here because their bread's different, their water's different.
Oh, Joanne.
So he gets the good ones is what you're saying.
You know, you really could come out better here.
You could freeze those and send them overnight.
I'll do that.
All right.
You know what I've had so far?
What?
I had to have a new dishwasher. I had to my hot water tank burst.
Joanne.
I had an inspection and I had to move everything around so I could pass the plumbing inspection for the town.
Oh my goodness.
No.
She's
lot
busy.
Of problems.
You totally
and
should
I
stay.
I haven't even been home 7 days.
Wow.
We'll
check in with you on the 10th.
7 days.
All right, we'll call you on day 14.
Okay, dear. You
bye,
guys
honey.
Take it easy and
love you.
Bye, Aunt Joanne.
Bye.
Bye, sweetheart.
What was in the background?
I don't,
what the hell?
A black and white movie is my guess. AMC, a black and white
movie. 10.
Yeah.
Oh no!
You know I can hear television from my bedroom.
Yes, I do know that with
terrible.
No windows.
Unbelievable.
So funny.
Yeah, she's a little hard of hearing, but
she's
cute
so
as a
cute.
Button.
Totally cute. Oh well, that mess. She definitely should have stayed down here.
Honestly,
who else has birthdays while I open another card?
Oh, actor. Adrian Pastar from Heroes.
Yeah.
Really?
Guitarist Chris Henderson of Three Doors Down is 37.
Oh, cute. Oh, is he really?
Singer Akon is 35.
2 years younger than me, definitely.
Actress Kirsten Dunst is 26.
Ooh.
And she's wow. 8 years younger than Donna.
26.
Wow.
It's your birthday, says this card. You should be wined and dined. Or at least beard and cheered. Huzzah! 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 How old would you feel if you weren't going to be as old as you are? Like 70. I swear to God, I would.
That's like a Gemma
much
question.
Mom and Harold. Oh, a Just Because card from Office Depot.
Just because it's at the register. You know what? It's just because it's at the register.
Oh, for new desk stuff for our new office.
Beautiful.
Just because we all know about your obsession with sticky notes, it says. That is awesome.
She
Thank
does
you,
have
mommy.
A sticky everywhere,
That's
doesn't
perfect.
She?
That's perfect. Thank you, Mommy.
Good Lord.
And a notebook. You know that.
And a notebook. I gotta have a notebook and a sticky note, and life is good.
Well, anything going on in the chatty that you might want to share with me? Oh.
She's trying to get out of answering the phone! Answer it!
Okay.
Hey!
Oh, yeah, good.
You did that on purpose.
No, I so didn't. I absolutely didn't do that on purpose. So, who is that?
What? Edge?
Oh, Edge again, huh?
Ferric 33, Paige in Portland.
Ferric
33.
Like Melissa Ferric?
I don't know. Maybe it is.
That would be freak me out.
Hey, you're on the Lesbian Lounge.
Hi, Donna. This is DJ Harmony.
Hi, DJ. How are you?
DJ.
I'm doing good.
How's things with you?
Things are hanging in there considering what's happening on the horizon.
I was just going to say, don't you have like 3 days till your big day?
Yes.
I can't even begin to tell you what an amazing, obviously you just heard, what an amazing wedding we just had. So I can only imagine yours is going to be just as wonderful and just as beautiful.
I told Donna she should just be an officiator for hire because she did such a fabulous job.
I did,
honestly,
right.
Wrote the whole thing. It was beautiful. It wasn't the least bit tacky, stupid, sappy, or cheeky. Can you imagine?
Oh, is that
my.
A good thing?
Yes, that's one large compliment.
That is a large compliment.
And no vodka on the horizon with
no,
it
no, oh, I wouldn't no. drink. As a matter of fact, I didn't drink the whole week and until Sunday night, actually.
Yeah, she was sober as a button until we got back to the hotel.
Totally afraid. I was until the hotel, then bam!
Yeah, and she made up for the 4 hours of the wedding.
I can't always say that about the brides and grooms I've done weddings for.
Oh, well.
Oh, I know. You probably got good stories.
So you got, are you have jitters? Are you got your running shoes on? What's going on?
I have my running shoes on because my bride, Maria, is running around having panic attacks.
Aww.
Let me talk to her. Put her on the phone. I'll tell her.
She's let me get her.
How funny.
Maria.
No, it's okay.
But I did want to say, Donna, you know, you when you're getting older, when happy hour is a nap.
I believe that's on here.
That's good.
On here. Vicky's going, yeah. Yeah.
Vicky's been happy for a long time.
I've got nice. Maria here, so Donna, here you go.
All right, Maria, here's the thing. You can't be nervous anymore. You got to get all your nervouses out by Friday, and that's it.
It's easy for you to say that.
No, listen, we just did this the whole weekend. I was nervous to the point of sickness at one point.
You'll be
all you have to do is think of the most ridiculous thing you could possibly imagine in your head, like me on your motorcycle, and then you'll be able
you
to
go.
Get through any of it.
Exactly. Well, like John.
No, how many people? Too close, and I am getting a little nervous.
Oh, she really is getting nervous.
Sweetie, you're gonna be fine.
It'll be fine. Trust me. Once the rehearsal's over with, and you have a feel for how it's gonna go, everything will work out perfectly.
But thank you. I think it's gonna be great. I'm just nervous. This is the first time I've ever done this, and I told Cheryl this is gonna be the last time.
Oh, it better be.
It will be.
You know, it will. Too bad we're working this weekend. Otherwise, we would totally be joining you. Thank you so.
Well, thank you very much.
Here now, are you guys going to be honeymooning?
What?
Are you going to be honeymooning?
Well, our honeymoon's going to end up being gay days. But we're gonna go out in the fall.
Perfect.
All right, then we need a little report next week, okay?
All right.
Good luck, you girls. We'll be thinking of you this weekend.
Congratulations, guys.
Thank you, and happy birthday, Donna.
Thank you, sweetie. Appreciate it. Thanks.
I actually loved this one.
I love
you know you're getting old when conversations with people your own age often turn into dueling ailments.
Oh, you nice. Know. Didn't we do that at the pool? Between knees and backs and the... Oh, no, was that
yes.
just me?
What? That belongs in my age.
That's right. I just wanted... The last thing that I opened was a gift certificate from Mambo Jumbo.
Ooh.
Right here in River City from my mom and Harold.
Ooh.
And I am so excited. Want to go right now? Let's go. These silly calls, they can wait another day.
So you say.
We do actually have a live guest calling in later tonight, Sarah Warne.
Can you believe I scored that?
I can't, and I 4 minutes.
Yay!
Seriously, four minutes.
Ooh. I emailed her. I emailed her, and 4 minutes later, she said I would be honored. And I was like, oh, no,
honored.
No, no, no. We are the honored ones. You know who Sarah Warne is, Arlene?
No.
She is the creator of AfterEllen.com, which is like the biggest leslie website of all times.
Next to My Lesbian Radio. Right after MyLesbianRadio.com.
Listen, when we ever get as many hits as them, you can make that big, broad statement.
We were just featured as the lead story last Tuesday on AfterEllen.com, as a matter of fact. They did a story on lesbian podcasters.
Top podcasts, yeah.
And we were there. Front and center.
Front and center. Good, good. They cued good. Applause, 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 applause.
Good thing we had that sign installed.
Right?
Nice.
You didn't want to attempt... Did you want to attempt news?
It's Donna's birthday! Yay!
You want to take a break? Vicky Sam will take a little break.
Okay, we're going to take a break.
All right, Vicky's calling the shots tonight,
baby. Look at the producer, calling the producer move.
You're listening to Denise and Donna on The Lesbian Lounge on MyLesbianRadio.com.
It's MyLesbianRadio.com.
Hi, this is Ben, and you're listening to Denise and Mom on MyLesbianRadio.com.
Whether you are looking for that all-gay experience, or the fun of a gay group trip, or just the solitude of watching the world pass by, Pride Travel Center can help you find just the right vacation. At PrideTravelCenter.com, customer service is first priority in assisting you with all of your gay and lesbian travel needs. From last-minute travel deals to vacations of a lifetime, PrideTravelCenter.com is loaded with great deals for any size budget. Pride Travel Center is proud to support the work of the Human Rights Campaign. A portion of each booking is donated to HRC. PrideTravelCenter.com wants to be your GLBT travel source. Log on today and begin planning your next vacation with Pride. PrideTravelCenter.com.
Give your home a makeover indoors and out. LakeLivingUSA.com. Shop and buy from top sellers in gifts, collectibles, home, garden, and seasonal decor. Something for everyone on your shopping list at LakeLivingUSA.com. Bath, kitchen, travel, office and business, menswear, men's jewelry, women's wear, even special occasions. Shop and buy from top sellers in gifts, collectibles, home, garden, and seasonal decor with LakeLivingUSA.com. Give your home a makeover this spring. Indoors and out. LakeLivingUSA.com.
The new radio station that's all about you.
I'm a big angry virgin and I'm happy about it.
MyLesbianRadio.com.
Ooh. That'll teach you to lick my muffin.
My music. My station.
Man, I feel like a woman.
I thought it was toe-tapping fun.
MyLesbianRadio.com is the station you can call your own. Tell us how we're doing. Post a comment on the shout box.
Exceptional.
And hopefully that concludes Mutual of Omaha's Nipple Safari.
Hi, this is Kylie. You're listening to Denise and Bubby on MyLesbianRadio.com.
Oh, I love it!
Both the bubbies are overwhelmed with joy.
That's called kvelling.
What's kvelling?
K-V-E, kvelling.
Nice.
She's looking at Vicky like, how did you get her to say that? Of course,
Does she know what she's saying?
Yeah, meanwhile, you should hear what she says it again and again and again. Jason's going to kill us.
That's funny.
That's a good thing to tell the teacher.
What happened?
Nursery school.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're listening to... Welcome back to the Lesbian Lounge with Denise and Donna on MyLesbianRadio.com. I'm the birthday girl.
It's a very special episode of the Lesbian Lounge.
Very special. What is it? A very special...
Tonight, on a very special episode of the Lesbian Lounge, Donna turns 39. That's the job I always wanted, like that voiceover. Tonight on ER.
I actually had a good would you rather. I should have saved it and brought it to the lounge.
Hey, you are on the Lesbian Lounge.
Happy birthday to you. Like I can't sing, so I'll spare you the rest.
No, I don't think so. You should sing more.
Oh, I can't sing.
Hi! Mm-hmm.
Do you
Happy
know who this
birthday.
Is? It is Lisa.
Lisa and Stacy.
Oh, that's the present.
Yeah. Whoa. I'm in a big sweat right now.
she just got squirmy, like I said was going to happen. I'm like, you guys are going to call in, right? Because she'll get all squirmy and everything.
Hi, it's the big 3-0.
How nice of her to knock all those
I
numbers off.
I love how you lie for me and then swear to it. That's awesome.
Believe the lie.
Believe the lie. They taught us to believe
the lie. If you believe the lie.
You know, I haven't heard Stacy yet, really. I don't even believe she's there.
Hold on.
I'm waiting.
Hello?
Mom? She can't even talk, Stacy.
She's verklempt.
She's verklempt.
She can't talk.
Look at her. She can't believe it's you. She thinks it's a joke. Say something only we would know it was you.
She's going to say, there's toffee peanuts in there. Lisa, there's toffee peanuts in there.
What are you talking about? Donna? Donna, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Donna?
I'm listening. I'm fully erect and listening.
That's nothing new for you.
I know.
Listen, it doesn't matter how close you get to the microphone.
Oh.
She's hovering.
What are you talking about? Happy birthday.
Thank you. I miss you.
I was handed a huge card that said, just read this. Happy birthday.
She's a woman of a few words.
Very few, but they're all really, really important.
Wise.
Wise and
exactly.
Important.
Exactly. It's a happy hour over here right now, I should say. So that's why.
We're very happy. We're very happy that you're happy, really. We are. We're wishing we were that happy.
Have a drink on Donna.
Here, I'll pour it on me. Well, anyway, I talked over you, sorry.
I said, how's the celebration going?
Stupendous, thank you. We've got a house full.
You know, house full? Are you all dancing?
Yes, my mom's here and she's topless.
Again?
Again!
Did she tell me?
My party, your party, I guess.
I swear.
It's tradition in their family. I don't get it either.
The mother of the birthday child gets to go topless. Yes, that's true. Thank God I only have two kids.
That's sick.
I'm listening.
That's not even funny. It's just sick.
I'm listening.
Arlene, come and sit by me.
Oh, shit.
The party's getting bigger and bigger. I can hear that disco beat.
You hear that? It's starting to thump.
She knows what it is. She knows exactly what it is.
That's your itty bitty theme.
Yeah.
The new itty bitty theme.
Big stuff going on with itty bitty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say? Yeah. I would say
there's big stuff.
It's going to be a busy summer, wouldn't you say?
It's going to be a busy summer.
When is that exactly coming out on video?
I think we're going to be coming out on DVD. do they make video anymore? I don't know.
I was just dating myself. Don't mind me.
November 2nd.
That's like masturbation, only different. What? November 2nd?
November 2nd.
Oh.
September, retard.
Yes.
God. What do you got, birthday candle wax in your ears?
No, Stacy Cotico is on the phone, okay?
She's so fucking clumsy, she can't even do anything.
I'm sweating
from her.
She's
red and sweating. Whew. You know what? Police on. I can't deal with this. Honestly, I can't
Thank
deal
you
with...
Thank you for calling.
I can't deal with what you do to her.
Does Denise know one very important thing? That Donna used to be the head of my fan club?
Used to be.
From 1996 to 2002.
That was me.
No, that was Donna.
No, she just thinks it was her.
I thought I was...
I used a fake name.
I thought I was the only member of the head fan club. No, I'm the member of the very special head fan club.
Excuse me?
What are those people with big heads? What's the special head fan club? What is that?
Just very special. Very
she's
special.
Had way too much birthday cake. Way too much disco dancing.
She's got a sugar buzz going on and
she's
drinking.
With all those Floridians.
What happened?
The executive fan.
I am the executive director of the fan club today.
Oh, that's way more important than just being a fan.
Were we talking about that like an hour ago?
Seems like it.
What kind of cake do you have?
I have a double chocolate fudge cake. I have a batch of homemade brownies that you can share with the family. The non-family ones are coming over the weekend. I have, what else do I have?
That's what I've been partaking on.
We have airplane crash.
Next time we know what to bring you for a present.
And vanilla, there's a huge, huge cake going on. What? There's another cake coming, too.
Yeah, my mom brought. Lisa just said, you're on the air. Like, the FBI is coming. We've been watching The Sopranos back to back all. We're at the very, very last three episodes. We've watched the whole series in the past, 2 weeks. That's all we've done. So,
you want to know what happens in the end?
No, we know. We've seen it, but we're just watching it this way and for fun.
I like watching it all together. Yeah.
Exactly. Now we feel like we're
Italian.
You just missed my aunt. My aunt called and talked about meatballs for 10 minutes.
Oh, God.
Meatballs. Yeah, every woman wants to talk about meatballs.
An old Italian woman, it's all they know.
It's all they know. And it works, really.
I know.
It works beautifully. Oh, yes. Fuck yeah, yeah.
I can't wait till I'm 90.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you, sweetheart. I'm so glad you called. Where are you going?
This was a big sign on my forehead I've been wearing all day.
Not to forget me.
I'll call Donna.
Don't forget me. Don't ever forget me.
I'm going to see you back to Lisa because I'm sure she wants to say goodbye.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks. Oh, I want to be there now.
Listen, I hope you guys have a great show.
Oh, thank you so much for the call-in.
Lisa, I love you just as much. You know that I do, right?
Oh, of course.
Okay, it's true. You know it's true.
Of course
I'm not as nervous around you as I am around Stacey.
Oh, my God. She's all sweaty and pink right now. So weird.
It's so strange.
Oh.
Oh, no, another cake.
Another cake.
Oh, no. What does that say?
Happy birthday to you. You smell like a zoo. You look like a monkey, and you smell like one, too. Awesome.
I'm going to blow now. Listen.
Very good. That's almost rainbowish.
This one's really pretty.
What are you doing with the smear? Is that something you guys do?
Yeah, you have to smear your name.
Lisa, did you ever hear of that where you just stick your licked finger into the cake and smear your name?
Ew.
Yeah. Anybody for a piece of spittle cake?
Can you give my mom some cake?
Absolutely.
All right.
There's coffee in there too, Arm.
Go ahead. Take it back to the kitchen, Katie.
And feel free to suck on the bong on the table too. Don't be shy.
Could you see my mom's stoned? My mom's stoned would be so...
I freaking love her mother.
Would be like Lisa.
Honestly.
I'm crazy.
Really, when she comes back, she's going to sit next to me.
Anyway, thank you again, and we love you most of all, and I'm so glad that you called.
Well, we're so happy that we could call you on your birthday on your show.
Isn't it amazing that it fell right on show night?
I planned it this year. I planned it exactly like this.
I know. I felt bad because it happened for me last year, and you got cheated, so this is your year.
I'm okay with it. I really am. It's like all better. It's all better
after today.
Very much so. It's been a day that keeps on giving.
All right. Well, have a good evening.
Thank you. Enjoy the rest
of
The Sopranos.
All right.
Don't forget about family.
Hey.
Yeah.
Take the gun. Leave the cannoli.
Take the gun. Leave the cannoli.
Oh.
Bye.
Goodness gracious. Bye.
Bye.
Family in the chat room.
Who's in the chat room? Who? Your family's in
I
the chat room?
I guess so.
Who's that?
That's a first.
Who's that? Say who it is.
It says, your family is here, Denise. I don't know who it is. It says, Den Fammy. Denise!
Who's that?
Who is it? Cousin who?
Who's singing that, Vicky?
Oh, that's a special birthday song.
A woman with a guitar.
VSB, a very special birthday. It's, you know, I'm not even faking that whole Stacey Cotico thing. You know that, right?
I know. I can see you're pink and sweaty.
I'm absolutely.
You can't fake that.
I cannot fake that shit, man.
She's so psyched.
Fuck, man.
Let's see who else is on the line. Hey, you are on the Lesbian Lounge.
Hey, I heard it was Donna's birthday.
Yeah, and what of it?
Hey, Donna, it's your birthday. You gonna party? It's your birthday. What you gonna do tonight, Donna?
Everyone I can. Who are you? What number are you?
What's the next number?
69.
Oh God! I swear to God, I hope this is someone from her family.
I love you.
Thank you.
Listening.
Bye. Thank you.
Love you. Happy birthday.
Thank you, Carla.
You couldn't hear it from out in the courtyard?
That's what happened.
could hear the background.
That's how I knew.
I heard ambient noise, and I thought, oh my, it must be Carla.
Of Donna. The cake?
Oh, okay.
Well, it looks good. Anybody want cake? Come on over. If you're in the sound of my voice.
If you're within the sound of the voice,
come
want cake.
Have cake.
Get really close to your monitor and lick.
I'm going to put some here and here.
Big. I got family listening. Tone it down.
Did you?
Forget your mother's right next to you.
My mother's 8 inches away from me, for fuck's sake. And my son is 10 feet away from me.
Yeah, but there's a 2-minute delay. There's a 2-minute delay in the kitchen.
2-minute delay. 2-minute delay.
Just keep saying it over and over.
2-minute delay. Hey, Denise, are we on delay? On delay, on delay.
We are.
All right, now what else you got for me? Should we do a little news?
I think you should.
Cookies and porn, you're the best mom ever.
Hell yeah!
Cookies and porn.
There was a rainbow flag paraded around Minsk for the first time ever.
There was what?
A rainbow flag.
Does anybody really care? Yeah.
There's a soccer star in a transgender hooker scandal. Did you hear about that, really? That one I did hear on the news. There's a gay bar in Montreal that settles with a woman who was ejected because it was a boy bar. fuck this shit. How about Paula Abdul on last night on American Idol telling Jason that she really liked the first song better than the second song, and the first song he really sold it, but the second song was really bad. And then the Randy Jackson goes, yo, Paula, he sang one song.
Oh!
And she goes, oh my God, I so thought you sang twice. You know, this is hard.
It's a tough job drinking Coca-Cola.
Yeah, totally
picking on teenagers.
Totally ranking the shit out of a second tune.
If I could make money doing that, I'd be solid.
Oh, forgot. Yeah, you would.
Solid.
Be a billionaire. Jim Carrey was spotted going in and out of gay bars, but actually he was just doing research for
a role.
A new role called I Love You, Philip Morris, and it's actually filming here in SoFla.
Really?
Yep, with Ewan
McGregor.
I'd love
taking a day off to go watch movie stars.
Oh,
I did that when they were doing Any Given Sunday.
Oh, really? Was it on Sunday?
I was trying to go get a glimpse of Cameron Diaz, retard.
Oh, yes. That's a good reason. Glad Media Awards was this past weekend.
Whoa! Did you just burp up a little birthday cake? Hand her a napkin. Sushi and birthday cake. Sucker.
The GLAAD Awards, Malcolm, Lesbian Luminaries, and the star women who play gay for pay, including Empress Ellen DeGeneres.
I don't even know what you're saying right now. It sounds like this ooh-la-la-la-la-la-la.
And Get Around Girl, Jackie Warner.
What about Jackie Warner?
She was there. Jennifer Beals was there. Laurel Holloman was there. Sarah Silverman was there.
What are you talking about?
At the GLAAD Awards.
Oh, okay.
They were all there. It's going to be on TV. We'll just watch it when it's on TV and then we'll talk
when?
About
Who's
it.
Airing that?
Who?
What network is airing the GLAAD Awards?
Logo.
Oh, great. So we'll miss it.
We'll go to Rob's and watch it. My
She's
mom has
go
to
watch
go
Boston
because
Legal.
Boston Legal's on in 10 minutes.
Thank you for coming.
Mom, do you know how to get out of here? Okay. Thank you
First
so much. Talk on the air, Denise.
I'm talking right now. I'm trying to figure out what cousin of mine is in the chat room. Paula defended herself by saying she must have.
We have the other computer in there. Yeah. Mom, come here and say goodbye to everybody. Come here. Say goodnight.
Goodnight, Gracie.
Goodnight, Gracie. Let everybody wish Donna a happy 48th.
Oh my God! She sold me the fuck
out. She sold
you out.
Because I was there.
Oh, God. That sucks and it hurts.
Global, baby. We're global.
Say hello.
Hello.
I called to say happy birthday, Donna, and I called to tell Denise to stop being mean to you because it's your birthday.
Oh, this must be Barb.
You know who this is?
Who?
Who is
this?
Do
you know who this is?
Tell me who this is.
I'm not telling.
It's Barb.
Say something sweet.
I said happy birthday, so that's as sweet as I can be.
It's totally Barb. I know it is, because she'll defend me all the time.
Right.
Thank you, honey. Thank you for defending me. I love when people take up for me against that bully.
Yeah, she's being a bully.
Hey, Barb, you got your
birthday.
Work. You got your work cut out for you in Orlando, then.
Fuck yeah. Thank you, really.
Four days of it.
I can't wait to meet you.
Bye,
thank
sweetheart.
You. Bye.
All
take care.
Right, bye-bye.
She works so hard.
She does, man.
So
I love a cheerleader.
I love what she's doing.
I love a cheerleader that doesn't charge.
I love what she's doing for us right now.
It's awesome. Can't figure out what cousin of mine is in there.
Okay, you want to be part of the show? Let's be part of the show. Come on, let's
It's your birthday
part.
Show. I thought you were just having a blast. I'll do a little sports for you, though.
No, why don't you do the bar tab first?
I will do the bar tab, then.
All right, do the bar tab, because this is really, really important for our future.
Hey, listen to this drink I picked out just for your birthday.
This is one fucking huge drink, by the way.
I know.
Ready? Thank you, Clements, for the pretty glass.
The drink of the week in honor of your birthday, Donna, is called a Bend Me Over. Why are you laughing?
Mom just laughed, thank God.
She might even be in there. There's a two-minute delay. A Bend Me Over.
Right,
a Bend Me Over. A Bend Me Over.
What, pray tell, is in a Bend Me Over, Denise?
A Bend Me Over has 1 ounce of amaretto. 1 ounce of sweet and sour.
I already had it.
Fill the rest with orange juice.
Oh, I should have.
And put a drizzle of vodka in there if you'd like.
Shut up.
Orange Stoli vodka.
Oh, even better. Mm-hmm.
That's a Bend Me Over.
Ooh, that sounds good because you the just orange.
I know.
Because
you thought about bending over.
I did.
I know. It wasn't even about the alcohol. You thought about bending over.
The orange juice would have been really good. I would have had like vitamins with my alcohol.
Yeah, I picked that one out for you, my friend.
Thank you, my best friend.
Then
after I'm bent over, what will happen to me?
No, then I found...
Poker in the rear! Poker in the front, liquor in the rear.
Ew!
Oh, no, that's backwards.
Gives you a tang in your mouth.
Yeah. Ooh, a little furriness. Wait.
That's gross.
You guys, come get some headphones. Hi, Carla.
Hi, Carla. So then the
cool place to hang.
The
oh,
cool place
this
to
is
hang.
Really important.
Ada's place.
Ada's?
Do you know this?
No.
Adia. Adia. Adia.
Where's that?
Where is it?
Yeah, turn it down. Okay.
It's on the internet.
It is. Oh, so your site is Ada's place?
Ada's. Adia's place.
Adia.
A diverse media source of interest for women. It features postcards, health tips, media corner, music, news, and links. They have all kinds of cool stuff on there. It's so there's a couple cool topics like lesbian Lolitas.
we know
lesbian or bi. Anne Hesh, Julie Cypher, Holly Near, all these little question marks.
Holly Near?
Yep.
I didn't know.
I didn't either.
Who knew?
Exactly. This is what I'm saying.
I know.
They also have, Donna, recipes. They've got recipes.
Like for drinks and stuff?
They've got bar guides. No, for food.
Okay,
try one of our recipes or shop online at your favorite grocery store.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. They have a Gay Yellow Pages. They have Dameron listings.
Mm.
Gayscape bar guides.
How cool.
They have...
something for the barbecue?
Something for the barbecue? Yes, they have chicken. They have chicken on here. They have all cool little factoids, like first daytime lesbian kiss ever.
Which
little
was?
Clip.
Who was?
It was on...
On My Children?
Yeah, yeah.
All right,
yep.
I saw it then.
And that was on April 22nd, 2003.
Right before my birthday.
Yep, they also have a YouTube feature.
My mom sucks,
so they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 little clips of YouTube stuff. They have the comedy of Suzanne Westenhofer, Whoopi Goldberg, Margaret Cho, Kate Clinton, and Lily Tomlin.
Oh. Mm.
They have theater listings for ongoing productions of Last Summer at Bluefish Cove, The Vagina Monologues, and Girl Party.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, all that is at Adia's Place.
How cool.
Very cool. And then we got to talk about the cool place to hang.
Place.
AJ's Bar and Grill in Jacksonville, Florida.
I'm feeling like home, Denise.
Feels good, doesn't it?
Feels like home, Denise.
10244 Atlantic Boulevard in Jacksonville, Florida. Give them a call at 904-805-9060. AJ's Bar and Grill features a fabulous menu. Everything you can think of. Steak, chicken, fish. They have appetizers, burgers, cheesesteaks, clubs, BLTs, turkey sandwiches. They've got karaoke. On
Yee-hoo!
Wednesday night at 9:30.
After the show. Go
Saturday,
after the show.
Friday and Saturday, they have DJ Cheryl Kinn spinning from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. Owners Annie and Janie since 1998.
They sure are.
They also have wine tasting, darts, and bowling tournaments.
But not on the same night.
No, never on the same night.
You know, I got to tell you.
That might create a problem.
Our Jacksonvillean girls have said, and they speak so highly of this place, they say that it's like being raised by them, by the two girls. They said it's like going home when you show up at night. It's just lovely.
The website is AJsJacks.com, I think.
I'm very, very excited to be up there soon.
I couldn't print it out.
Aww.
I know, it was one of those weird websites that just click opens up another
window
every
time. Well, we will soon be able to get... We're going to get to meet all our new friends up there because
got to go up there.
We totally, we have to. We had so much fun with all those girly girls and so many stories and so many great, great setups for future
honest
events.
God, it was
I'll
so
tell you what,
fun.
We did have a good time. So that was really cool. So that's AJ's Bar in Jacksonville, Florida.
Who is it?
And look, a phone call, Denise.
Hi, you're on the Lesbian Lounge, and it's Donna's birthday.
Hi, it's Sarah Warren.
Oh, this one's all for me.
Hi, Sarah. You're live. This is Donna. That's Denise. Welcome to the Lesbian Lounge, and we are thrilled to have you.
Hi. Well, thanks for having me. And Donna, happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Did you paint your toes for your birthday?
Oh, Sarah, you so rock, man. You so rock.
A little bird told me you were going to do that, so I thought I'd check and see.
That was Jackson. We learned a Jacksonville code.
I'm just saying.
Sarah Warren just asked me if I painted my toenails.
Oh, my God.
Not yet, but the night is young. Thanks for asking.
That's really what you're doing while you're on air, right? You're just sitting there painting your toes.
Among other things.
Is that a euphemism for something, someplace I don't want to go?
It is.
You probably have been there already, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Think dirty thoughts, and we're there.
Wow, Denise, you got Sarah Warren to ask.
Thanks for having me on the show, especially on your birthday. That's very cool.
No, it's very cool of you to make time for us. Wow, we don't even know where to begin because you're like the goddess of all lesbian internet items, honest to God.
Really?
You really are.
Wow, will that fit on a business card? It's a little site that could. It turned into something that
honestly,
I never expected it would be, and I'm really grateful that it did.
I got to tell you, Sarah, I can remember, just as I was coming out, and, you know, all you ever do is just, in the AOL search bar, just type in lesbian, and I remember, finding After Ellen, and at that time, it was kind of like paying homage to Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, full time.
Yeah.
Really, at that time, in the beginning. That was kind of how we felt because it was like okay, because everybody admired her and it was okay to openly admire her. And
right. And so was that all you? You were just maintaining that little website?
I think the site, actually, we just celebrated 6 years in April. And every year I keep meaning to do something to celebrate that and mention it on the site. And then every year it's Dinah Shore is the thing. It's been 6 years. So when I first started it, yeah, it was just me in the beginning. But it was me updating it like twice a month.
Wow.
And then it started
really just a hobby. And
right.
Partly because I was bored and partly because I was bullying my friends with a nonstop lesbian movie and TV trivia, and they were sick of hearing it, so they were like, start a website, get the hell up.
Wow.
But who knew? I mean,
I did.
Unbelievable.
And, a few other people, it turns out, were also interested in random, useless lesbian movie and TV trivia.
And, like me?
And then it just took off, and it kind of snowballed from there. And it was about a year before the L Word started, and I obviously didn't predict that happening, but that sort of jump-started things, too.
Yeah, definitely.
We had all sorts of stuff, but nowhere, and other shows and movies, and, you know, just kind of blew up.
Honest to God, I used to look, it was kind of like the source, like, because obviously back then you would flip through TV Guide and it wouldn't say, you know, the lesbian episode of whatever, but
I know,
you know,
that's what drove me crazy.
Yeah.
You would always hear about these things afterwards.
Right.
Before TiVo'd.
Yes.
It's not like you could really, and back before networks were rerunning everything 12 times a week, so you could never watch anything.
And then it seemed...
I figured I could keep bitching about it, or I could just go ahead and create something
exactly.
Where I actually alerted people to stuff ahead of time.
She's brilliant.
So that's
what I did. It was an awesome move, because right about that time is when all these little dabblings in Buffy and the Vampire Slayer, right? So it was like the buzz would be in your community, but you wouldn't know when it was coming up or what episode, and God forbid you missed it and you'd have to hear about it after. So it was such a perfect source for us to go to. It's amazing what it's become. I mean, it really is the place to go for whatever it is you want to know. That has to do with,
thanks,
you know.
But it wouldn't have become that if it hadn't been for all the lesbians around the country and then around the world who gave me tips, who offered to write for free. free. I mean, this was back, I was just doing this on the side of my day job, and, you know, I wouldn't have found out about half this stuff if people hadn't started writing in to tell me about it ahead of time, or to tip me off of things. And then as it grew, you know, people were writing stuff for free. That's how I met Scribe Girl, actually. She just offered to write some Elwood recaps for us, and God knows, you know, we had no idea it was going to turn into what the Elwood recaps turned into.
Oh, my God.
She was such a talented writer.
Hilarious.
Oh, my God.
You know, honestly, this site was built by the lesbian community.
Oh, completely.
Yeah.
I sold the company, I could actually afford to start paying people, which I did.
Wow, that's good. See, now, I was curious what you were doing for a day job 6 years ago, 7 years ago.
I've been in online marketing for 8 years before. So my background, quick and dirty, I got a women's studies degree at Wellesley, and then I got a master's in theological studies from Harvard, and then
got into
the internet right away, because I just fell in love with the internet, which happened to be becoming a viable career opportunity right about at the time I graduated from grad school. And I got into online advertising, which, you know, I always said in college, if I get into something as useless as advertising, shoot me. So, of course, that means I was destined to get into that. But really, it was more, online advertising is not really advertising in the sense you think it is. It's more about data and numbers. And then I ended up doing, I was one of the first people doing search engine marketing. So I was like, I went to Expedia, and I worked for Expedia for several years. And I started their search engine marketing department and ran that for several years. So I put it this way, at one point I was Google's biggest client.
Oh my God.
So I did a lot of that for years. And then while I was at Expedia, I started After Ellen on the side, and then ran that for 2 years while I was at Expedia. And then it became so big that I just couldn't do both anymore. So my partner, Lori, kindly allowed me to quit my job while she supported us. And I ran After Ellen for a year. And then a year after I quit my job, I sold it to Logo.
Wow.
Are you kidding me?
But you still manage it, right?
It's funny because Lori and I had actually talked about it and said, let's give this a year and see how it works out. See if we can make this work as a business. And literally a year to the date, we sold it to Logo.
Now, who could, after Elton, the brother station, site, was that along the same lines?
I was, because I'm a dumbass and an overachiever, and I decided to start that, at the same time. Not at the same time, and I'd been running After Elm for about 3 years, and people kept asking me, is there a gay men's version of this, and there wasn't one, so I said, well, what the hell, I'll start one.
Oh, funny.
And then I quickly figured out, I think I started that in 2005, started After Elm in 2002, and so then I figured out pretty quickly that I really didn't know what the hell I was doing and didn't actually care about gay men's entertainment. So I hired one of my good friends, Michael, to run the site, and who's now the editor-in-chief. It's been running it for 2 or 3 years now, and ever since he took over, it's done fantastic.
Yeah.
When I was running it, it wasn't doing so good, because I think when you don't care about something, and you don't know it really well, I think that shows,
Even
if you have good intentions, you know?
Totally. Now, even though you sold it to Logo, you still have a hand in it. I mean, because...
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In fact, nothing's changed at all. And from that standpoint, I run After Ellen and After Ellen. I actually run all of Logo's websites.
Oh, cool.
From an editorial standpoint, but I have editors who run them all. And the only one that I'm involved in on a day-to-day basis really is After Ellen.
Wow.
Which I still oversee.
Well, and quite the family there, too, honestly. Melinda Lowe's awesome. And
you know who else is in it? You know who else?
She's an editor. She's the one who manages sort of the day-to-day of After Ellen, and she does a fantastic job. She's enabled me, really freed me up to do more strategic stuff, like really thinking about the video blogs and taking that stuff to the next level.
And man.
I can really do that because Melinda takes a lot of that on. And then Carmen, who's the video blogger when Getting Nowhere, is like my right arm when it comes to all the video stuff.
They're cool too. There's a couple. First of all, let's not forget like that amazing, amazing contributing writer, Stacey Ponder. I mean, come on, she's phenomenal.
Stacey wrote one hell of an article on top lesbian podcast.
Oh,
man,
yeah, she did do that one. Yeah, no, Stacey is really very funny. She did a good job with that.
The question.
I was impressed that she was able to sort of bring. It's hard when you're interviewing that many different people to have a coherent theme, and I thought her questions were really funny.
Hilarious.
Funny. You know, I'm really curious about this explosion only in months of the vlogs. I mean, the video vlogs. It's all of a sudden, that's the thing to do. You don't watch TV. You don't pick up a magazine. You're just right there checking out the vlog.
Let me tell you something. I used to panic when my cable would go out. Remember when I called you, and I'm like, shit, man, my cable's out, and I'm like, I'm just going to watch all the vlogs on After Ellen.
Catch up on all the vlogs.
I swear to God, one home light, I just caught up on everything, and then come to find out I didn't pay pay my cable bill, but yeah, no big deal. But I learned from that experience that you don't have to have TV alone. You can sit at the internet and catch up on everything, all on After Hours.
All entertaining. Well, thanks, but it's
the 6 months has been about 6 months, and it has really exploded, and it's been kind of a crazy journey and a really fun one. And the short version is about 6 months ago or so, sometime last summer, I was just sitting on a park bench with Lori, thinking about Rosie's video blog, and it was the one she had. You know how Rosie has this video blog on her website,
right?
Yes.
I just watched this one episode where she was really sick, and she was like coughing and blowing her nose, and her face was all red, and it still had like a million viewers. And I literally sat there and thought, well, hell, I can't do worse than that. If I did a video blog, and maybe we should do something like that on After Hours. And so I made Lori leave the park immediately and go with me to buy it, like a video camera, and go home and shoot one. And we put it up like 2 days later. And of course, it was terrible because you know, I mean, it wasn't terrible, but you know, you look back now and you laugh because it's really, the lighting's bad, our hair is bad, like we don't know what the hell we're doing. But that was the beginning, and then I started thinking, I should make the rest of my staff do video blogs. Fortunately, I have great staff, and they were willing to pitch in. Melinda and did one, you know, the lowdown one, which is on hiatus a little bit right now because we're just swamped.
I can imagine.
And then We're Getting Nowhere is what really took off.
Right.
With Carmen and Jill and Dara, and that just became huge. And that was partly the idea for that came from one of our readers, actually. I'm a big fan of getting ideas from readers. Like, we get some of our best ideas from them. And
of course.
I don't know, have you guys seen the video blog Come With Me If You Want to Live with Jen and Dee?
No, not yet.
I know, I'm still catching up with all the Bridget and Kathy's.
Awesome one. But one of the video bloggers on that was the one who first suggested we do, Carmen and I were at a South of Nowhere conference, and she stood up and raised her hand and asked the question, said, will you guys do a South of Nowhere podcast? And Carmen and I looked at each other and we said, sure. And then we thought, well, why not do it as a video one? And that's what turned into We're Getting Nowhere.
And now they're, and it's like you got like a family of them.
It's all downhill from there.
No, I mean, look at everything
to another level, and you know, just, it's funny, I heard you guys mention earlier the first lesbian kiss on All My Children.
Right,
you mentioned earlier in the show.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, Bridget's guests on for this Sunday are Eden Riegel and Elizabeth Hendrickson.
Oh, no way!
We're on All My Children.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't want to give away too much, but I guess I will say that you will see more on that show than you actually saw on All My Children.
Wow. Oh, too funny!
You're gonna go down on each.
No explicit content.
Okay, that's true.
They were really cool guests, and Bridget's a great host that knows how to get people to do things.
Oh, she's a trip.
She is awesome. She's friggin' hilarious, by the way.
That, if you are at all an All My Children fan.
Yep, you got it. I will be on.
Just for that reason.
Now, for sure. 100%.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's right. And I'll give you guys some exclusive news that we haven't actually debuted on the site yet.
You're hearing it here first.
That we're going to mention on the call on Friday. Are you familiar with Liz Feldman?
She was
a guest on We're Getting Nowhere. She was one of their guestians, and she was on Brunch with Bridget recently. And she is an Emmy-winning writer who wrote for Ellen for 4 years and has won like 4 Emmys. And we're giving her own show, or she's gracious enough to do a show for us, and that's starting next week.
Oh, fabulous.
That's wonderful.
Oh, that's perfect.
Congratulations, and thanks for breaking it here.
You heard it here first.
It'll be really funny. Carmen just called me and told me Carmen is in charge of all of our video editing and producing, and she just got done watching the first one, she said it's just fantastic.
She has a very
special guest on her first episode that has not been on any of our video blogs so far that people are also going to love, and I think we're going to run that probably Monday.
Awesome.
We'll talk about
it next week for sure.
Yeah, we'll talk about it on Wednesday.
Absolutely.
That's what we love. I mean, we love just rehashing this stuff, you know, and reminding people to go there and check it out and everything, because you've got like legions of fans that are following who I like to call the faces of After Ellen.
Correct.
Like Kathy DeBono and Jill Bennett. I mean, oh my God, their
Julie
fans
Goldman.
Are fabulous.
It's really crazy, and
Julie.
I love that. I love that they're, you know, one of the things about that I wanted to change about a year ago with After Ellen, where I was like, you know, the problem right now with After Ellen, one of the problems is that I'm the only, like, face of After Ellen, and that, I'm not going to be everybody's cup of tea. And someday I might leave After Ellen, and don't anybody freak out, I'm not planning on leaving now.
We don't want to be breaking that.
I wanted it. I really deliberately set out to try to diversify what After Ellen, like what the face of After Ellen was, and I'm really happy that I've done that. I mean, I feel like I've done that. Some of it I just stumbled into out of luck, but I feel now like After Ellen versus a year ago, After Ellen now has, you know, it stands for a lot more diversity, a lot more
definitely,
different
oh, totally,
people, different things.
And honestly, it seems like very recently you've gone through almost like a makeover. So the site itself is very user-friendly, completely appealing on a day-to-day basis. You can manipulate and find what you need very quickly, very easily. And that makes it one of the, I mean, seriously, besides Google and my bank every single day, I do go, the three sites that I hit every day, mylesbianradio.com, afterellen.com, and about.com, well, lesbianlifeandabout.com.
Yeah.
Kathy Belge, those are my three hits every single morning. There's never a day without it.
Yeah.
Just to see what's up.
Great.
No,
that's
it's
what
true.
I love about it is that there's everything you need to know is on there because it's so well balanced. I mean, during the L Word, there's the recaps. They, you know, focus a little bit on Jackie Warner. All the shows that we're watching, those are the things that, you know, that you want to know about and the people that you want to see and hear about in the interviews and everything. They're always so balanced. There's not too much of any one thing.
Well, there was a whole story on the evolution of lesbian music last Wednesday.
Yes, you're
it's
right.
Like, are you kidding? Like, people I didn't know anybody else knew
except
were
for
out
you,
there
right?
except
yeah.
me
yeah.
were featured in the article. And I'm like, holy crap, this is yeah. exactly what we want to see on a day-to-day basis. Exactly.
It is. It's just
great.
The greatest.
It really is.
Yeah, we should have actually done that podcast article a lot earlier, and it's just one of the things that was on the list that we just didn't get to it. But it's clear from the response that, you know, you guys have a lot of fans, and so do a lot of the other podcasts. And this is a, you know, this is something that I think, in the same way that what we're doing, hopefully with video, in terms of helping people feel represented and see themselves, you guys are doing, you know, with radio.
Oh,
on
yeah.
the internet. And I love that people can listen to you from all over the world.
Yeah, right. We do
really
too.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
And people can see, look, not everybody has logo, including us.
Right.
So in order to catch up on what's going on there, you go to logoonline.com. But I mean, then you get the personality side of the stars of Logo on
AfterEllen.com. Right.
So you really get a chance to experience the whole actor, the whole comic, whatever it is. It's right there.
Yeah, that's what I like about it is that here you can go to Logo Online and watch the clips of the show, and the behind the scenes stuff is great and everything. But then you get the interviews and the pictures and the personalities of the people on After Ellen. So it's such a perfect marriage. It's great. We love it.
Yeah, it's been fun, and it's been fun experimenting. A lot of this stuff is just trial and error. Like, the first time we did, Michelle Paradise did a video blog, you know, for X's and O's.
Yeah. Right.
And it's the first time we've ever tried that, and it was a huge success. I mean, I think that's partly what made the show a hit, is that people got to know her.
Right.
And then they went and watched, and that made the show so much a richer viewing experience.
Completely. You can identify.
Getting to know her as, a, you know, as sort of a real person, as real as you can be on a video blog.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the future, frankly,
right,
of where we're going, is that people want that sort of personal connection.
And you know what you like about it, too, is that it features, like, all of the cast. You know what I mean? Like, Michelle Paradise is, like, the star, but then you also get to learn about Marnie Alton and Megan Kavanaugh, and people that you might, just by watching the show, you know that Michelle's the star of it, but if you want to know more about the cast, they're always, you can always find something on After Ellen about everybody, which is great.
I really like, I mean, my, one of the things, a couple years into the site, once I realized that I actually had some traffic and then I started to, you know, it was a little freaky when I started realizing that all these industry people were actually reading the site. This was a couple years ago. and then I started thinking, well, how can I use this to do some good in the world? And, you know, one of the things I really wanted to do was use this platform to give some publicity to people who aren't Angelina Jolie, and so they're not going to get in People magazine,
right?
Which is most of the people in our community, right?
Exactly. You are correct.
Because you can't. There's just, it's such a crowded, competitive field now that if you're not, you know, number, you know, an A-list actor or musician or whatever, you just don't get the press. So
correct.
I love covering people who haven't gotten any press anywhere else. And I, as long as they're talented, they've got something to offer, you know, I want to cover them. I want to interview them in some way. And I want to do all sorts of different types of musicians and actors and different types of movies and TV shows. I mean, somebody once joked, I think they were being disparaging about it, but I actually took it as a compliment, that After Ellen will interview anything that moves.
Oh, no.
True. No, but it's true.
It was funny. I thought, well, you know, that's actually, I don't mind that so much. I mean, that's not really true. We do, you know, you have to, usually we want people to have something, like, if I'm going to interview, if we're going to interview a musician, we want them to, you to be able to actually hear their music.
Right.
So they have to have a CD or some music they can download or something.
Yeah.
You know, so we actually do have standards. But, but I'd rather be known for giving more exposure to more people than the opposite.
I've got all these girls in the chat room right now that are saying, thank you so much for After Ellen. They want to know if Kate Clinton will be back for more video blogs.
You know, I don't know. I'm not sure about that. We're still talking about that.
Good.
Like I said, a lot of this video blogs are actually a lot of work. So much work. It's unbelievable.
Yes.
And there isn't any actual money in video blogs right now, as you can tell. I mean, by the fact that there aren't ads running, I don't want to bore you guys with the whole business side of it. But
no, go on.
The reality is that, you know, advertisers don't really get video blogs. And frankly, that's fine with me and probably a lot of the viewers right now. They don't have to watch ads. But at some point, like, it's so much work to do a video blog, I can't even tell you.
Yeah.
You have to find a way to compensate people to monetize them eventually. That's where it's going to go.
Right.
Yeah. And so for folks like Kate Clinton or like other people, at a certain point it becomes like a cost-benefit analysis in terms of your time, you know?
Sure, yeah.
And especially if you have a million other things that it's taking you away from.
Right.
So for the way I approach it with everyone who video blogs for us is, look, don't do this if you're not getting something out of it.
Right.
But for most of them, they find that the exposure they get out of it is so great because there are so many industry people who watch the video blogs and people are getting jobs out of this.
Oh,
and
that's cool. That's important.
You know, awards and getting recognized because of stuff they're doing on the site. So it's clearly worth it, but it's not going to be worth it for everybody, and that's fine.
Right.
That's my attitude. You know, I want to be honest and upfront with people, and I don't want to take advantage of people. If it isn't working for you, then it isn't working for you. But I think it will. It does for most people, and I think most people agree, and that's why they keep doing it, even though it's a pain in the ass. Since my partner and I do one every week.
It's hard. That's a lot of work.
It's a long time again.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And we're loving three-way. We love that you know, you can catch three-way there or on their site, and it's a great way to keep up while you're doing other things on After Hours. You're like, oh yeah, there's a new episode of three-way. So it works out perfect. The girls in the chat room were just saying, oh yay, three-way. So yeah that's taking off too.
Awesome. Yeah. I love three-way.
Yeah, very, very good.
That's another thing that I think is sort of the wave of the future. I think we're going to see more, and three-way is really ahead of its time that way.
Yeah, exactly.
In that it's actually even more professionally done than most web series, I think, in terms of the cast and the production quality and the writing and stuff. But you know, I love it. I look forward to each episode every week too. And, you know, we just held a web series contest, actually, to sort of invite readers to submit their shows to try to be sort of the next three-way and the next... Lesbian.
What did
and
we submit?
Pretty good submissions, and we're actually announcing those in about 2 weeks, I think.
Oh, Denise!
You saw that contest. Remember I said ours wouldn't fit in. It's a little foul. We have too many curse words in our soap opera, so...
We do try to keep the site teen and work.
Which I was actually going to bring up as well, because I have to tell you, I work for the man, you know, corporate America.
Yeah.
Actually, it's corporate international corporation, and my firewall will block absolutely everything, and that is one of the things that I do appreciate about After Ellen, because I can, you know, cheat and catch up at work, not have to wait till I get home, because there's no content that's really going to flag anything,
right?
Which, you know, we just had a big discussion last weekend.
Oh, I said it because when
over
I was
the bleeping of curse words on cable logo,
right?
And the reason for that was because you want women of every age to be able to go to the site and research what they're thinking and research what they're feeling and reach out and click on a little box that makes them feel like, oh my God, I'm totally not the only one of that.
Didn't I just say I was reading all the posts after Stacey's story on the podcast stuff,
right?
And somebody had made a comment about some editing that was done in a clip from Three Way, and you, Sarah, shot right back and said, because we don't have explicit content on the site. And I wrote back, I was like, well said, Sarah.
fact.
So I was like,
yes,
you know.
I saw that. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, and, you know, part of it is, too, it's just, if I'm putting myself back in the shoes of when I was a teenager, and if my mom finds out that I'm on the site, is
right.
anything, and I'm not out, or I'm struggling with it, and or my mom's not happy that I'm gay, is there anything else on the site that's going to give her an excuse to come after me or prevent me from being on the site?
Exactly.
And obviously, the site isn't geared towards teenagers, but no. it's inclusive of them. And
right.
I also just don't see any reason to go there. I feel like there's plenty of places that do. And this has nothing to do with logo. I was, you know, anybody who's been reading the site for years will you know, back me up on this. The site's been like this since the beginning.
Yes,
I'm
right.
actually, it's funny, I met with the standards and practices people at MTV for just a basic, like, rundown of their policies recently.
Yeah.
And found out that I was actually more conservative than they are.
And it shows, too,
yeah.
you know.
You get away with more than I'm willing to put on the site, but I just don't want to do that. So.
Right. I say stick with that. That's the way to go.
Seriously, Sarah, your foresight and your just guess, I mean, stab in the dark, basically guess at what was going to become of this, along with your education and your expertise in marketing, you would never have imagined that it would really have just turned into the information center that it is today, because everything about our society is I need to get my information in the 5 minutes that I have in between, you know, point A and point C of my day.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's available 24/7. The V blogs are available 24/7. You're up in the middle of the night because you forgot to do one thing or another. You can also catch up on this. And it really was advanced thinking on your part to just have this available all the time. And I just, you know, again, it's an honor to have been included in any of the content on the page.
Oh,
and
I know. It was
really,
like the proudest moment.
Really?
The proudest moment. We're on After Ellen.
The same thing, though. I mean, that's what's so great about it. I mean, I thank you for that. But really, I just created what I wanted to see. You know, because like I said, you can only complain about them for so long before you just go ahead and do it.
Exactly.
And, you know, and what I've been really proud of is all of the video bloggers who are putting all this work into doing this stuff. What's been so amazing and touching is all of the emails that they are all getting. Jill and Carmen and Bridget and Kathy DeBono and even Jen and Dee and Tracy and Angela from Australia. I also love, by the way, that we have
awesome.
These Australian blog bloggers.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I love
yeah.
that we have such an international community. They get all these emails from people who say, "You're watching your video makes me feel normal."
Like, exactly.
It's not even what they set
yeah.
out to do, but there's something so... I don't know what the right word is for it that I'm
comforting.
Out,
comforting.
You know, confirming or what's the word I'm looking for?
Comforting.
Validating, I guess.
Validating.
Yeah, validating.
Just seeing people being gay, and that's not the focus of the video. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And it's probably the similar kinds of letters you get
that's
from readers.
That's funny. We do, and it's true. You're absolutely
we just,
right.
We did an interview with a reporter, Edie Stull, up in Titusville, and one of the things that, Donna, I remember you saying was that if one person hears the show and it does something for them, like maybe they're in an area that's not, you know, lesbian friendly, or they don't have a big
yeah.
community or so, then we've done exactly what we set out to do from the beginning, was just to have information, you know, lesbian content, and make it entertaining and make it fun, you know, so people have this information right at their fingertips, on their iPod, at their computer. They don't have to go out, they don't have to dress for it, they don't have to pay a cover, they don't have to pay for parking, you know, it's right there. And that's really, that was our goal too. So it's you know, everybody seems to be on the same page, and there's all different kinds of media, and there's enough for everybody to chew on and have a piece of. So, like, I don't feel any competitiveness or anything with other
right.
podcasts, which was fun too, when they asked us who we listened to, and we, you know, said the two homos, we love the two homos. It was kind of fun, you know. I mean, I thought that the story itself was just, you know, it was a perfect way of showing that there's so much out there for everyone, and we're all on the same page.
A perfect opportunity,
yeah, but,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, there really is. And if anything, I wish there was more. I mean, it's funny. Like, I actually wish that I had more competition, if that makes sense. Like, I wish in the traditional sense. Which
keeps you on your
really
toes.
Competition. Like,
right.
I want lesbians to have more options.
Right.
There should be more radio shows like what you're doing. In fact, sounds like there actually already are a lot of radio shows.
Right.
Yeah.
I wasn't even
yeah.
really aware of as much because I'm too damn
right.
to do anything but work. But you know, there's not a lot of lesbian websites, really.
Yeah.
And I wish there were more. I mean, there's a handful of them.
Right.
But, you know, I I want an embarrassment of riches for lesbians.
Right.
Oh, yeah. That's so cool. That's so cool the way you say that.
Well,
yeah.
There's not enough room for all of us. There's not, I have to say, in all fairness, there's not enough room for a lot of lesbian websites as a viable business because there's not a lot of advertisers looking to target lesbians.
Oh, right. And exactly. Shameful. And
there's
shamefully.
There's room for people who are willing to do it as a passion.
Right. Right.
You know, like lesbiangamersite.com, lesbiangamers.com, for example, is a great, I love that site. And lesbian, they have another site called lesbiangeek.com, which is all for, you know, just about lesbian geek. They review like Blackberries and, you know, stuff that I just love being a big lesbian geek myself. And, you know, and Dorothy Schnarker's blog, who, you know, Dorothy Surrenders is awesome. And, you know, I mean, there's so many of these great sites that are just started out like I did, you know, and some of them are going to turn into businesses and some of them aren't. They're just going to stay passions. But, you know, we like to promote those as much as we can on After Ellen as well because, you know, the more the merrier.
Exactly. Definitely. If you can get the word out about them and get, you know, have their site get some traffic and some sales. I mean, that's why we always said we want to feature a business, a musician, a website, and a drink for us lushers over here, and a drink.
You
know, just to balance it out a little bit. But yeah, you know, just to get the word out for people that might not have, you know, might not have known about it or didn't even think there was something out there for them. So, you know, this is just perfect. I love the fact that we're all in the same bucket of lesbie juice.
The bucket of stew. That's a good way to wrap it up, Denise. Very nice.
Whatever.
Yeah, good. Very good. But not just gossip, information and education all the along the way. So it is really awesome. Sarah, so much. Thank you so much, really, for joining us tonight. And I know you're highly sought after. So we feel really, really special that you picked my birthday to join us.
Yeah. And in 4 minutes.
No problem. And if you have a second, I'll give you one more piece of exclusive
gossip please.
/ news.
That's right. Drop your bomb right here, baby.
Got my pen. Go ahead.
Dun, 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 dun.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
I said I've got my pen. Go ahead.
Okay. So Logo is announcing a new award show in the next day or two called the New Now Next Awards.
Oh.
And they have, it's kind of like GLAAD, the GLAAD Awards, but honoring gay people.
Yes.
And more upcoming people. And anyway, it's really cool. And I actually really like a lot of the categories. And I will just leak one of the things for you. Jill Bennett, you know, who's nominated in a category called 'Cause You're Hot.
Stop it! No way!
She's also been nominated for some of her work in other categories for her actual acting work, but this particular category I love. It's a mixed category. There's a man in the category as well, but the other woman in the category, I'm not going to tell you who it is. I'm just going to tell you it's one of Jill's idols.
Oh my God!
In the category, which is hilarious.
Oh, that's so cool.
Look for that, they're going to roll that out. I think either tomorrow or Thursday. There's going to be a big announcement.
Sarah, call us every month.
We're going to mention it all in the column on Friday on Best Lesbian Week Ever.
Sarah, you're going to have to call us once a month. That's just final.
I know.
You're
going to
have to check in with us on a monthly basis.
Well, you guys got it first. Jill's in the 'cause you're hot.
'Cause you're hot category. Bravo. Beautiful.
Go, Jill.
Nominated for something, but I'm not going to tell you what that's for.
Oh, you're awesome.
Check it out when it comes out.
Definitely.
Most definitely.
Oh, God, so cool. I'm glad you stayed.
I know, right? What a pleasure having you on the show. We absolutely love you. I'm so glad that you were able to answer me back in a shocking 4 minutes. Again, that's...
You caught me when I was online, which is all the time.
It's going on my tombstone. It's going on my tombstone. It says, "Here lies Denise. Sarah Warren answered her back in 4 minutes.
Well, thanks a lot, you guys, and good luck with the rest of the show.
Thanks,
Sarah.
So much. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Wow, you need another break now?
Yeah, totally.
Let's refresh our drinks, and we'll come back and continue the celebration of Donna's birthday on MyLesbianRadio.com.
Continue to surf the web, ladies, because Denise and Donna will be right back. They went to powder their nose. At least Donna did.
In Introducing Education Connection. This amazing free service will help you find the right school for you for free. Every day, Education Connection matches students to schools that are perfect for them. Not sure about what to study? Log on to 12educationmatching.com and get a free personality test that can help match you to the right career. This is a $75 value, but it's yours free. So take a minute and go online and learn more about your favorite subject, you. At 12educationmatching.com. The number 12educationmatching.com. That's 12educationmatching.com.
Give your home a makeover indoors and out. LakeLivingUSA.com. Shop and buy from top sellers in gifts, collectibles, home, garden, and seasonal decor. Something for everyone on your shopping list at LakeLivingUSA.com. Bath, kitchen, travel, office and business, menswear, men's jewelry, women's wear, even special occasions. Shop and buy from top sellers in gifts, collectibles, home, garden, and seasonal decor with LakeLivingUSA.com. Give your home a makeover this spring. Indoors and out. LakeLivingUSA.com.
Whether you are looking for that all-gay experience, or the fun of a gay group trip, or just the solitude of watching the world pass by, Pride Travel Center can help you find just the right vacation. At PrideTravelCenter.com, customer service is first priority in assisting you with all of your gay and lesbian travel needs. From last-minute travel deals to vacations of a lifetime, PrideTravelCenter.com is loaded with great deals for any size budget. Pride Travel Center is proud to support the work of the Human Rights Campaign. A portion of each booking is donated to HRC. PrideTravelCenter.com wants to be your GLBT travel source. Log on today and begin planning your next vacation with Pride. PrideTravelCenter.com.
Let us know what you think.
Well, I could be happier, but you gotta remind.
Email info at MyLesbianRadio.com.
Hey, this is the Dyke Diva, Lori Michaels, and me and the girls are turned on with Denise and Donna on the Lesbian Lounge.
Oh, Denise, Donna, they rock my bed every Wednesday night with the Lesbian Lounge, 9 p.m. on MyLesbianRadio.com. Getting girls off, down under.
I love it. Oh, God, I love that.
Whoa, after Sarah. Oh, God.
Whoa.
Wow, she's full of great info.
I swear to God, she's brilliant.
Oh, she is brilliant, is right, absolutely. Hi, welcome back.
You're listening to Donna's Birthday Party on...
MyLesbianRadio.com. Happy old day, says Froggets.
Nice.
What the F, my buddy? Now I warrant my mouth. Now.
So you didn't watch Workout?
Oh, no, I didn't. I was watching a very special victims unit. What?
She didn't even know what she was watching.
SVU.
SVU.
It was great.
With Robin Williams.
I know. I kept seeing the promos for it, and I was
very,
torn.
Very, very good.
I was really torn. But, you know, I have to see what goes on.
I understand what you're saying, and I'm going to catch it in reruns, and we definitely should talk about it now, but I have to tell you.
Yeah.
Peeler just ruined it for me. Not in a bad way. I hate that bitch. I can't spend a minute with her.
But don't you want to see if everything he says comes true?
It's all going to come true. No country boy would lie to us, Elan. You know that.
You're going
to
see her true colors this season.
Her true colors will be shining through. True colors shining through.
That was fun.
Yep, very much fun. Totally fun.
Yeah, he was pretty cool having him, watching him.
So tell me what happened, because I understand there was
the boys did the mud run.
Oh, they did?
At Camp Pendleton.
Oh, how cool.
Which was so funny. So the two gayfers, Jesse and JD or whatever his name
is.
And blowing dreads,
blowing
plit, and peeler out of the water.
Oh, you
I mean,
said
they took
blowing.
Off. Relax, you pig. So they took off like wildfire.
Did you say the gaffers?
Totally left them in the mud. And of course, peeler cramps up in the first mile.
He did not.
First mile,
oh,
he cramps.
Oh no, the poor
leg
boy.
Cramps. So plit and dreads are taken off.
Plit and dreads.
So it was like the gaffers in the lead, then plit and dreads, and then a half an hour later,
aww.
Peeler. But they can't finish unless they're a team.
Oh.
Oh, no. So they got team time.
Jesse and JD finished under an hour.
Oh, my God. Those boys.
Plitt and Dregs were a few minutes behind. They had to wait for Peeler.
Oh, so their team score.
Funny.
That's okay. It's all about
totally rubbed his nuts in it. It was hilarious.
Denise! Blowing and nut rubbing? Denise, it's the lesbian lounge.
I'm just saying. So now on the Olivia cruise, Rebecca is still acting like a whiny bird.
Of course.
But of course, after the girls have a few shots,
she's got a fine ass.
Everybody makes friends again.
Oh.
And little Renessa lets it leak out that she's had a dream about Jackie.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
A kissing dream?
So then it's all like, okay, you kiss her and you kiss her and you kiss her. As the drunker they were getting, the more they were a little pecking here, pecking there.
And then Mimi showed up?
You wish.
Oh, shit.
You wish.
What happened?
The funniest thing ever that I've ever seen was all, you know, on the Olivia cruises, how they have the pool games and everything, you know, like what we do at Gay Deuce.
Like what we do at Gay Deuce.
Okay, so they had lesbian balloon popping, where you had to blow up a balloon, hold it between your knees, waddle across the deck, and then you had to sit on it and pop it, sit on it, pop it. And there was
a lot of boob bouncing?
There was a girl, you know, a girl with the balloon between her legs and then a girl sitting on it trying to... And poor Rebecca didn't even really want to play the games, but they made her and Renessa join in the lesbian fun.
Oh, nice.
Like, yeah. So, and Rebecca's like, never in my life have I been so mortified. These people are like, jacking her down on the balloon, trying to get her to break it. It was the funniest thing
Scientifically,
ever.
It's hard to pop a balloon filled with 6.7 per square inch of air, and you weigh 93 pounds. You just can't do it.
It was just absolutely hysterical.
That's when
so
they call
funny.
In the big girls to pop those balloons.
And they did.
He's
and then the orange, passing under the neck.
Oh, we're so jealous.
So it's rolling down this girl's body, and Rebecca's trying to get it, and she's like totally embarrassed and trying not. And so this big chick just comes in and like takes over. It was hysterical.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very
it was
nice.
Absolutely hilarious. But what? Yeah. What?
Get on the mic, Beth.
Okay, I got an idea for Gay Days for the games.
Yeah.
Okay. Instead of doing the neck orange, you should do it from cleavage to cleavage.
Okay.
Oh, with a walnut.
With a walnut. Roll it from cleavage to cleavage.
I love it. Yeah, roll it down the cleavage.
There you go. Bounce it right into the
all
next
right,
one.
Nice. You're starting off with that cleavage.
Yeah, all right. I could do that. Erica, Sam, come
Erica.
On.
Erica. Oh.
We can win. That's a team right there.
Yeah, that's it.
I call them. They're on my team.
That's funny.
Look at her. She calls. She's dibs.
Honestly.
She spit on him. It's dibs. Got honestly, it. Got it. Very true.
So
very
all
true.
In all, it was a raucous Olivia cruise, and they ended up drinking way too much, and the next day tried to get out what had happened because everybody else went back to their room and Renessa and Jackie were still partying. So the next morning they go to get Renessa and she's not saying a word about it.
Nor is she in her own room. Or was she?
She was.
She was she? Yes. Not in that masterful suite.
No,
that Jackie
she was in
had.
The matchbox.
Very cute, very
yeah.
cute. Well, I
so
say
I didn't really watch that much else. I mean, because we got in on Monday and I was.
Yeah, we didn't really watch a whole lot of TV. We watched no TV over the weekend except all night to 5:30 in the morning Friday. I was.
Spanglish 20 times in the room because I feel like changing.
No sleeping on Friday for me. No sleeping on Saturday for you. Who's calling your Sully in the middle
know.
Of the show? God.
Hey, you're on the lesbian lounge. Hello? Oh, they hung up.
Oh, they chickened out.
Yeah, you
call
know what
back.
It was?
866-530.
It was Kath.
Who is it?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello there, Kathy DeBono.
Hello, is this Denise?
It is Denise, and birthday girl Donna's right here.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi. Hey, Donna. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. Wow.
What a surprise.
I didn't get through on the other line.
Oh, we just cleared it. We told Sarah, get off the phone. Kathy DeBono's trying to call.
Are we on the phone with Sarah?
Sarah just called and spent a half an hour with us.
Oh, did she? How cool.
She's very cool. You have a lovely boss.
Do you want to call back on the other line, or is this one cool?
No, you can call back on the other line so everybody can hear you,
go
not
ahead.
Just us.
Right. We'll take it. Go ahead. Call us right away.
Okay.
Cool. Kathy DeBono calls you on your personal cellie.
You
how
like that?
Sweet is that?
You keep. You go ahead and keep Suzanne Westenhofer's number to yourself. I'll take this one. Thank you.
You know what I did get to watch? I did get to watch Suzanne's logo special that she had originally in October.
How did you find that?
On Logo.
Oh, my God.
I watched Logo.
Oh.
Aw, Kath.
They must be at Jill Bennett's house. Weak signal. Honestly, she is.
She is? Oh,
yeah.
No. gang.
She told me she was going to go to Jill Bennett's and call.
All right. That's so cute. All right. Go ahead.
Hey, you're on Lesbian Lounge.
There you are.
Are you there?
Kath.
Where are you calling from? What bar? She popped up, doesn't have a signal. Oh,
damn.
She doesn't know it went through.
All right, she's going to have to keep trying. Oh, man, how cool, though. Wow, Kathy DeBono called to say happy birthday to little
old
me.
Yes, she did.
To little old princess me.
We'll try it again.
All right, here we go.
Hey, you're on Lesbian Lounge.
Kathy. Oh, no.
Where do you think she's calling from?
It sounds like an airport or a train station.
Oh, Kathy. No. No.
It's like somebody's pocket keeps calling us.
I know.
I'll take a Marlboro Lights and that soda to go, please.
Awesome. There's Gunther. Gunther came to say hi, too. That was Jill Bennett's house.
Jill Bennett's house.
Sounds like a rockin' party at Jilly B's.
Hey, Kath.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, there you are.
Hi, honey.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
I don't have any idea what's wrong with me, but using a cell phone and calling one number has been utterly difficult.
Well, where are you calling from? The mountains?
Yeah, I'm in the mountains of West Hollywood. No, it's not. For some reason, it wasn't working. Happy birthday, Donna.
Thank you, Kathy. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. How popular are you tonight?
I don't know. I feel like a princess.
Did someone give you your tiara, your birthday tiara?
I have my tiara. That is correct.
I told her we're going to get all our favorites to call in.
We really are. We had a studio full of folks, including my mom and my son. And
really? Yeah. The generations have gathered.
Yes.
Very interesting. Very agitating.
It was like Passover.
It was like Passover, Denise. You're correct.
Are you guys drunk yet?
Yes, I am. Thanks for asking.
A little bit.
I'm good for you. Did your mom and son get drunk too?
Yes. Yes, they have as well.
Mm-hmm. They brought the booze.
My mom brought a whole bottle of champagne and then polished it off.
I'm here with a friend of mine who also wants to say happy birthday to you, okay? Hold
okay.
On. Okay. Happy birthday, Donna.
Is this Jill?
Is it you?
Is this Jill?
It is!
Hi, Jill!
Jill Bennett!
This is, you know, Denise, this is Jill because she's hot.
We just heard you got nominated for quite the award.
That is a heavy award you're being nominated for, girlfriend.
I know. I'm like, wow, I'm so glad I'm being noticed for my acting ability.
Yeah, that. Oh, there's that.
Did Sarah tell you about that?
Yeah, yes. She leaked a little bit of scoop for us. She sure did.
Did she tell you who else was in the category?
She wouldn't. She wouldn't share.
She said you're
going to announce it on Friday. I can't say anything, but I'm going to say this.
Yeah.
There's only one other woman in the category, and I am freaking over the moon to be in the same category as this person.
I am so excited.
This is your idol, right? She said it was.
It could be. It's someone that I absolutely adore, so I'm totally freaking out.
It's Kathy DeBono, isn't it?
No, it's not, sadly. She'll be in it next year, though.
Oh, maybe, if she tries harder.
I was nominated, but yeah, she'll be in that category next year.
Oh, how fun.
I don't want to hijack the call, but I wanted to say happy birthday and just say hello to you, ladies.
Oh, you're so cute. Thank you so much.
It's so good to hear from you. Thank you.
It's good to hear from you also. Thank you.
I'll talk to you guys later.
Okay.
You got it. You call us next week after your award. Kathy.
Hey, it's me again.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
So, listen, so you're like so incredibly busy. What are you doing right this minute work-wise? I don't mean, you know.
Drinking.
I don't mean falling at my feet and all. I just mean like work-wise. What do you got going on?
Well, I'm doing my video blog on SRLN every week.
That's amazing, by the way.
I absolutely love it.
I got a couple of feature scripts that I'm looking for funding for.
Oh, yeah. What's happening with Slate and Kelly?
That's one of them.
Oh, good. Okay.
We keep
shifting it up and changing it around, and we're looking to make it into a feature now.
Oh,
there's
cool!
Too much going on. We didn't want to make it a short. We couldn't let go of enough of it. So we want to make the feature.
Good.
Oh,
excellent.
That's great.
That's a terrible problem to have, right? Not at all. Not at all.
We absolutely love the blogs. They're going so good. I particularly love the Marnie Alton one.
Oh my gosh, it's so hard to hear you guys.
Oh, cool.
Where are you guys calling from? Where
are you?
We're at a restaurant right now in West Hollywood.
You want to just pass the phone around? That'll be cool.
We're having meat.
That's good to know, because when I was out there, it didn't look like anybody ate an entire dinner.
Oh yeah, I'm having dinner with the biggest carnivore I've ever met in my life.
Carnivore.
Wow. Meat eaters
and steak, and eat it with our hands.
Meat eaters in Southern Cal, Denise. That's
who knew?
Cool. Who knew?
We thought it was a state of vegans. This is awesome.
Lesbian meat eaters.
You guys have fun tonight. Happy birthday.
Thank you, honey. Thanks for checking in.
Do it.
All right.
Thanks.
Appreciate the dedication, really. Thank you so much. Bye, you guys.
Have fun.
We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we'll talk to you. Bye.
Oh, no, can I talk? No, let me talk.
They're squabbling over you.
They're squabbling over me and meat, Denise. I feel like a piece of meat. I feel like a prime rib.
Wow. This evening has gone so fast that I've got three quick things.
You know, and I know Gemma joined us tonight, and she's got some deliciously messy questions.
Oh, hi, Gemma.
For us.
Gemma's in the chatty.
Hi, Gemma.
Listen, I'm going to go down these really quick.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yep.
The X Factor.
Oh, quick.
Okay. Be careful that all the exes have left the lesbian wedding before you mention the bad choices of the bride's past in your maid of honor speech.
Denise, you want to run that through a little bit?
Nice.
Denise gives her best woman speech about, you know, to Erica and Samantha, and she mentions the parade of bunny ears losers that Erica brings through
Fort
here
for
a review before.
Yes.
And Sam
didn't
Samantha.
Even think that there could be exes in the audience.
Thank God.
Oh, thank God they had cleared out. Okay, trailer park moment. The ride to St. Pete. We got stuck in redneck talk, didn't we?
Boy, did we ever, Luay, and I tell you what.
Trixie, there were some trailers to be saw. Did you see those trailers?
Luay, there were trailers everywhere. And
did you see the one with the wading pool?
The wading pool on the back of that trailer, I tell you what, I don't know, girlfriend.
How about the one with the homemade awning out of a tarp?
That was fabulous. How about that one right across the street from our hotel?
Turquoise.
The turquoise one with the built-in screen porch and that built-in storage room all made out of plywood. Painted the same color. Trixie, Luann, I was jealous. I was jealous of my very own.
We didn't get to get our pictures taken by him, but we're gonna. Don't you worry about it. We're gonna.
We will be back.
Okay, yeah, hottie of the week?
Hottie of the week? Oh, crap.
Yeah.
I didn't study.
Oh. That means you have to pull a butch of the week out of your ass.
I can't today.
Can't?
I can't.
All right. Anyways,
I might make a mistake.
I never leave this category. Never leave this open, but I picked Eliza Dushku. Do you know who that is?
Yes, I do.
The hottie that used to play Faith on the Buffy crime.
Oh,
Buffy
my God.
Stuff.
Gorgeous.
Yes, 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 yes.
Good girl, Denise.
Eliza-Dushku.org will give you the whole update on everything she's doing since playing Faith Lahane on Buffy and Angel.
Very nice.
Oh, yeah.
Good call.
Thank
good girl.
You.
Let me see that photo.
Would you like to look at that photo?
I want to drool
she's
for
gorgeous.
Just a minute. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
She was also in a bunch of other stuff that we
bring
love.
It on.
And lots of other stuff. We'll have to look at some more. And lots of other stuff.
Nice.
What is that noise? I don't know what it is. Where's he talking, though?
I don't know.
I don't know. We keep hearing some man's voice in the back of the studio. It's
he's hacking into the show.
He's hacking.
What do you want?
We got barely any time. I would like you to do that personal right there. My sweet and lovely and delicious co-birthday girl, Gemma, sweetie, we're going to save you for next week. Is that okay?
Oh, that works for me.
Is that okay for
Although
you?
Although this is a killer question.
Oh, which one?
Do you have a hair care regimen?
No.
We don't have enough time for mine.
We definitely don't have enough time for that.
And how about this one? Have you ever hooked up with someone you met in online dating? Gemma, I used AOL for sport fucking in the 90s.
Just so happens, my one online dating hookup is right behind me.
Bethy.
Yes, I am.
Hey. And Halloween costumes, what was your favorite as a child, real quick?
Cousin It.
Rocky. Rocky Balboa.
All right, number four then, you might as well. Are you allergic to anything when it comes to bedroom props and or toys?
I am going to say no, but I do have a preference when it comes to lube because some stuff is icky and sticky and it's got too much sweetness stuff, sugar stuff in it.
I have an issue with the...
Dirty whores.
Yeah, I like that.
Are you allergic to flavored lube, silicone, or dirty whores?
I'm allergic to the material that, like, those colored see-through clear dildos are made of.
The jelly.
The jellies. They give me a...
No.
Speaking of the girl behind me...
A rash.
They gave me a really bad rash that burns really
bad.
That
is so funny.
Really bad.
Beth, do you remember having to throw that away in my dumpster?
Oh, yes, we did. 2 minutes, it was gone, out the door. Showers galore.
That's hilarious.
It hurt really bad.
Really bad.
I made her wrap it in like 11 things.
And then Mark, go see Donna.
Mark your condo number on it.
I sure did.
Oh, shit.
B2.
All right, more next week then. Okay. Thank you, sweetie. Thank you for the effort. I want you to read that personal because that photo scares the fuck out of me.
It's friggin' funny, right?
All right, go ahead.
In the photo of this.
The music.
It's the music.
Okay. No, my headphones.
Oh.
My headphones went dead.
Short out. It's all that booze.
It's your
ears sweating after Stacy called.
Oh, fuck me. Cheese and rice.
All right, here it is. Mm-hmm. The tagline, Tammy, sir.
That's what hit me, the sir.
I know. But did it hit you that she's wearing a mechanic shirt and has a razor-cut mullet on the side?
Party
in the back?
Party in the back.
Razor cut mullet on the side, flat top, spiky, and then down to her shoulders, straight in the back.
Ouch.
That is the mullet of all mother of mullets
that
right
is
here.
The mother of mullethood with
circa
the words,
1988.
With the sir on there.
Yes. She identifies as a lesbian.
Where's she from?
Openly gay. I'm getting there.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
47, whiter than white can be Caucasian. She's a Libra, and she's from Memphis, Tennessee.
Because the barber only knows how to cut that one hairstyle.
Yeah. And this is like with the lowest of razors. Ooh. Like, you know, this is not a three.
Number one. Or
number
one.
Number one, right?
This is a one. She is seeking a long-term relationship. She lives alone, and she says some find her attractive.
That would be
They're drunk.
I would like to speak to these people.
This is what, like a 20-ounce tall glass you gave me? Maybe a 24-ounce tall glass?
Yeah. How's she looking?
She's looking fine, baby.
She looks fine.
She actually does look like Billy Ray Cyrus. She's got the Billy Ray cut,
she
right?
She does. If she achy breaky's my heart, I'm all over it.
She really is Miley's father.
She says she has just a few extra pounds and that she's very tall. She doesn't smoke. She drinks socially. Religion, other.
Wiccan.
High school graduate. God bless her.
Thank God.
And doesn't have children.
Does
Amen.
She have all, does she have all her own teeth?
I can't tell, but I'm going to say no.
I can tell, not the ones in the back.
Here comes the big wind-up. Are you ready?
I am.
The about me. I am a mature, financially responsible lesbian woman. I'm sexy.
You know, because I'm really very confused by the lesbian men. Very.
I'm sexy and intelligent, and I have a great personality. I have a strong work ethic. I love animals. I frequently rescue strays.
Ugh.
Pets. I do not have any children and prefer the same. I'm looking for a lesbian woman.
Yet another.
Similar in character, believes in fidelity, enjoys the outdoors.
Oh, it's over.
Fine dining, like catfish on an open fire. Travel, like to Jellystone. And animals, like muskrats.
Muskrat love.
And is looking for a long-term monogamous relationship.
Oh, God.
The
I
end.
Oh, no.
That is it. She's putting it out there. She doesn't give a crap about what she wants. She's telling you what you're getting.
What you're getting, and that's it. Let me see that photo. That photo is...
And just another one. We have time for one more?
Yeah, we do. Oh, my.
Four? Okay. This one is a fork in the road is the tagline, which I prefer to think of a fork in the eye, because this picture is like a webcam picture.
And it's terrible, too.
Awful. It's right up in there, like you're looking through your peephole in the door.
Yeah, up close and yep. Very personal.
Identifies as a lesbian. Under openness, it says, obvious to everyone. Yes, yes, little boy, it is. 29 years old, from Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
Chapel Hill.
Just looking for now, lives alone. Describes the looks as bohemian and laid back. I describe it as one of my three sons.
Yeah.
Look at that sweater.
Totally.
Is that not Ernie?
Yeah.
That's Ernie. Few extra pounds, a little shorter than average. Well, Ernie always was a small boy.
Yes, he was.
Doesn't smoke, drink socially, Christian, bachelor's degree, someday children, maybe, open for discussion. The about me, though. I'm brand new to North Carolina, and I don't really know anyone. I'm definitely trying to make an effort to meet people in whatever way possible, because although I value my time alone, it's certainly not how I want to spend all of my time. I would love to meet anyone who isn't interested in talking to me solely about pop culture, because to be honest, I know little of it. I know... books and music, well. I'm interested in what's happening on the outside of my own small world. If you're interested in knowing anything else, just ask.
Oh, my goodness. I would have nothing to share with him.
I know. What a boring conversation. So, you read any good books lately? I don't really want to hear about it.
Nothing that was written in the 1900s.
Looks like
thanks.
Mo Rocca.
It does
little
look
Mo,
like
a little Mo. Oh, man.
Denise, I have to thank you for the best fun I've had.
Happy,
in a
happy
long
birthday,
time.
My bestest friend.
Ever.
Did you like my poem this
I
morning?
I loved your poem this morning.
I love your squeal and I love your pee poo. I love your pee poo.
I got a big, high, tall one for you tonight, Denise.
I know. I love your little pee poo on top of your head.
Thank you, baby.
Honestly.
Thank you, baby.
Unbelievable.
Well, between the festive outlay of food and snacks and alcohol, I'm fine.
All the fun guests calling in.
Thank you so much, everybody, that took the time out to hang out in the chatty. And, you know, thanks, Luff, for hanging out on Sunday, even without us. We heard we had a big crowd in the chat room this Sunday.
I know. Thank you, guys.
So thanks for all that, and we'll see you for sure this Sunday.
Yes, we'll pop in the chat room this Sunday.
Definitely. So, Sarah Warren, your time is priceless to us, and we appreciate the amount you gave. And thanks so much for asking about the toenail.